pozdrav još jednom svima. Hvala što ste stigli, hvala što ste došli tu danas u malo većem broju. Svakako nam je drago za naše goste iz Slovačke, iz Češke. Danas će propovijedati brat Ljuboš. Neki od nas smo ga već sreli prije 5-6 mjeseci kada je bio kod nas. Svakako nam je drago da su stigli, neka dođu češće. Na početku da se pomolimo, pa bi zamolili brata Želislava da nas da se pomoli za današnju službu, ako može. Može.
Može, da, nešto da kažem na to već.
Pozdravljam vas u ime Isusa Hrista. I samo nešto sam kako sam čitao tu knjigu od brata Jorgena Onsena, koju ste, hvala Bogu, pravili. Tamo sam čitao o tom kongresmenu, ako se sjećate, koji je dobio svoje zdravlje posle 66 godina. Onako razmišljao sam da su sve ove godine, koliko do sad, porodica Lergovih bili ovdje sami, a sad pogledajte koliko vas ima ovdje. I došla mi je misao kako je to velika milost da Bog okuplja svoje ljude. I zamislite koliko ljudi bi trebalo da bude ovdje, a nisu tu. A jednostavno da to što Bog radi, to su stvarno predivne stvari. I to što sam čitao tamo, tako me podstaklo za onu sestru crnkinju koja je prosto imala to bolesno dete. I jednostavno tamo je bila ta divna stvar. Ništa nije nemoguće. Ne možemo da se pomožemo. Gospode dragi, mi smo tebi zahvalni što si tako dobar ku nama, što smo mogli da dođemo ovdje. Meni je tako drago, Gospode. I baš sam srećan što mogu da kažem da mi te volimo i da jednostavno želimo da čujemo od tebe. Brat Ljuboš, on je čovjek kao i mi, pravi greške kao i mi, ali kao što je jedna sestra rekla, pa šta je tamo u Isusu? Ali Isus, jako je bio čovjek, on je, kad je rekao, Lazar, izađi napolje, to je bio Bog, to si bio ti. Tako smo sretni, Bože, da ti možeš kroz nas činiti divne stvari, mi se prepuštamo ka tebi. I neka bi brat, kad stane ovdje, kad bude propovedao, jednostavno izlazili tvoje reći, da možemo da čujemo ono što ti hoćeš nama reći i da budemo spremni da to čujemo i da prosto poslušamo na tvoje savete i to što hoćeš da nam kažeš. Mi te molimo to u ime Isusa Hrista. Amen.
Thank you.
Neka vas Bog blagoslovi, pozdravi u ime Gospoda Isusa Krista.
I'm glad to see you all.
Sretan sam da vas sve vidim.
The familiar faces I saw last year.
Neka poznata lica sam vidio prošle godine.
And also I think some new faces.
Ima neka nova lica.
And to me it was a great pleasure to be last time among you.
I zadnji put mi je bilo veliko zadovoljstvo da sam bio s vama.
I like fellowship with the believers.
Jer se volim družiti, imati zajedništvo s vjernicima.
Because I'm also a believer.
Jer i sam sam vjernik.
And I'm glad we have one word.
I sretan sam da imamo samo jednu riječ.
And that's the message for this hour.
I to je poruka za ovo vrijeme.
And that's our common language.
I to je naš zajednički jezik.
And our earthly language is quite similar.
Naš zemaljski jezik je dosta sličan.
But Slovak language sometimes is totally different from Croatian, so for me it's better to preach English.
Ali ponekad se hrvatski i slovački dosta razlikuju, pa onda bolje da pričam na engleski.
And so I believe the Lord will bless us.
I vjerujem da će nas Gospod blagosloviti.
And I want to thank Brother Jonathan for inviting me here.
Želim zahvaliti Bratu Jonathanu što me pozvao.
And thank you all, the Lerga family, for the fellowship, for the food, for everything you do for us.
Okay, I'll not answer it. Zahvaljujem se zajedno što za hranu.
And I'm glad for Brother Jonathan because he's doing a great job. As you have to translate.
Kao, zahvaljujem sretan je za brata Jonatana šta za posao koji on radi.
And I'm glad to hear about those testimonies and about the sacrifice he's doing for the cause of the word.
I za svjedočanstva voli čuti i za ono što se trudimo za riječ.
And of course also the other brothers and sisters.
I naravno i druga braća i sestre.
And but you know, Brother Branham said,
znate, Brother Branham kaže,
sometimes God needs one man for the whole nation.
Da ponekad Bogu potreban samo jedan čovjek za cijelu državu, cijelu naciju.
And you know, he sent a prophet for the whole earth.
Znamo da je poslao proroka za cijelu zemlju.
And now we don't have one man after Brother Branham.
I nakon Brata Branhama nemamo nekog jednog čovjeka.
But we have fivefold ministry in the Bride of Jesus Christ.
U nevjesti Isusa Krista postoji peterostruka služba.
And they just deliver the word that we received through Christ from the prophet of God.
I oni jednostavno donose riječ koju smo mi primili od Krista preko proroka.
And that's the present truth.
I to je ono što je sadašnja istina.
And Lord Jesus said, when you abide in my word,
Gospod Isus je rekao, kad ostanete u mojoj riječi,
you will know the truth and the truth will set you free.
Da ćete upoznati istinu i ona će vas osloboditi.
Amen. So I'm glad for the work you are doing here in Croatia.
Sretan je za stvari koje radimo ovdje u Hrvatskoj.
We also try to the distribute the message in our area, in our country.
I oni se također u svojoj zemlji, u svojem području trude širiti poruku.
And since we know that God must pull a person,
ali budući da znamo da je Bog taj koji mora povući osobu,
we can only do what the Lord sent us to do.
I možemo mi kao mi činiti samo ono što nas Gospod pošalje da činimo.
And we can throw the hook, you know, by the fishing rod to the water.
A možemo baciti udicu u vodu.
But the Lord must direct that fish to that hook.
Ali Gospod mora usmjeriti tu ribu da dođe do te udice.
Sometimes we put a bait on that hook.
Obično stavimo mamac na udicu.
To draw the attention of that fish.
Da privučemo pozornost ribe.
But it's actually the hook that catches the fish.
Ali zapravo je udica ono što uhvati ribu, ne mamac. Tako.
So there are nice things around this message for the hour.
Tako postoje mnoge lijepe stvari koje se nalaze u ovoj poruci za ovo vrijeme.
But there are also some harder things.
Ali postoje neke malo teže stvari.
But that harder things actually gets us.
Ali te teže stvari su zapravo ono što nas uhvati.
Amen, because that's Christ.
Jer zapravo to je Krist.
Amen, and we love him.
I mi ga volimo.
And I believe you love Lord Jesus Christ.
I vjerujem da svi volite Gospoda Isusa.
Amen, so do I.
Tako i ja volim.
And so we want to go to the word, but before that I will maybe say few words okay. About myself.
Možemo ući u riječ, ali ja sam ga zamolio samo da kaže par riječi o sebi prije nego što uđe u riječ.
Because Brother Jonathan told me for the others that were not here last time.
Kaže, ja sam ga zamolio radi nekih koji od vas koji niste bili prošli put.
And I'm not important. Really.
Ja zapravo nisam važan.
Because I'm absolutely nothing more than Brother Jonathan or anybody else or you or any other preacher.
Ja nisam ništa veće od bilo brata Jonatana ili vas ili bilo koga drugoga ili nekog drugog propovjednika.
And Brother Branham said that a preacher is in God's sight no bigger than a drunkard that was converted just half an hour ago.
Kaže da Brother Branham kaže da u Božjim očima propovjednik nije ništa više od pijanca koji se prije pola sata obratio.
It's amazing.
I to je zaista nevjerojatno.
Because God looks to the soul of man.
Jer Bog gleda na ljudsku dušu.
And we are the same in Christ. Amen.
A svi smo u Kristu isti.
Praise the Lord. And that's the fellowship we love.
I to je zajedništvo koje mi volimo.
Amen. So I'm glad I'm one of them.
I sretan sam da sam jedan od tih.
That were elected before the foundation of the world.
Koji su izabrani prije postanka svijeta.
And Brother Branham said also.
I Brother Branham također kaže.
Elect cannot harm elect.
Da izabrani ne može naškoditi izabranom.
Amen.
Štetu, tako?
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Slava Gospodu.
And we want to just deliver what we received from the Lord.
I želimo jednostavno predati ono što smo primili od Gospoda.
And the Lord said to us, freely you received, freely you give.
Gospod nam je rekao, besplatno ste primili i besplatno dajte.
So I can only give you what the Lord gave me.
Tako ja vama mogu dati samo ono što je Gospod meni dao.
And I trust him that he will give us his word.
I nadam se da će nam on dati svoju riječ.
And I was already blessed when I was preparing.
Već sam bio blagoslovljen dok sam se pripremao za službu.
And I'm just what I preach anywhere else, I preach what I preach at home.
I kad negdje odem, zapravo propovjedam ono isto što propovjedam
kod kuće. I don't have special messages for special places.
I nemam neke posebne poruke službe za neka posebna mjesta.
People are the same everywhere.
Ljudi su svugdje isti.
Sure.
Naravno.
Also the devil is the same everywhere.
I đavo je naravno svuda isti.
And God is the same everywhere.
I Bog je svuda isti.
Amen.
Amen.
So, well, I came to the Lord in 1998.
Obratio sam se 98. godine.
And then only I really became happy.
I tek sam onda zapravo postao sretan.
And I was trying to be a musician to make my musical career.
Prije toga sam pokušao biti muzičar, napraviti karijeru.
I was just a worldly person.
Svjetovna osoba.
I used to wear long hair.
Imao sam dugu kosu.
And all kinds of things
in the world. Stvari u svijetu.
And I was on my way and I was beginning to be satisfied with my way of walk.
Bio sam na svom putu i pomakalo sam postao zadovoljan svojim načinom života.
When the Lord crossed my way,
ali me onda susreo Gospod
and made me happy.
I usrećio me.
But before I was made happy,
ali prije nego što me usrećio,
he had to destroy my house, house from cards that I was building.
Yeah. Kaže, morao je srušiti moju kulu od karata.
And you can destroy very easily, just blow.
Jednostavno to srušiti samo da puhne.
That's what God needs just to destroy our vain way of living.
I to je samo toliko je potrebno Bogu da uništi naš isprazan način života.
And he's just gone.
I on jednostavno
and then nestane. He gives you something great.
I onda vam da nešto veliko.
And he gave me his word and he started to work with me.
Da, on je svoje riječi počeo raditi sa mnom.
And he still works with me, I'm glad.
I još uvijek sam sretan što radi sa mnom još uvijek.
I'm finished in Christ.
Iako sam u Kristu već gotov.
But he's still making me and molding me.
A još uvijek me ovdje oblikuje i formira.
And I'm glad.
I sretan sam za to.
So, well, I start to minister the word of God in 2000, I think, around like that.
Oko 2000-te sam počeo propovjedati Božju riječ.
I certainly don't consider myself a good preacher or something.
Naravno, sigurno ne smatram sebe da sam neki dobar propovjednik.
I'm more kind of a silent and shy nature.
Ja sam po prirodi malo tih i sramežljiv.
And it was not in my nature to speak much.
Nije mi nekako u prirodi da puno pričam.
So for me it's very strange that the Lord called me to preach.
Tako da mi to zaista čudno zašto me Gospod pozvao da propovjedam.
But when I go to his word,
ali kad uđem u njegovu riječ,
I don't know, sometimes I cannot stop.
Ponekad onda se ne mogu zaustaviti.
Because I love the word so much.
Ja toliko volim Božju riječ.
So, we just want to be blessing for you.
Želimo da vam budemo na blagoslov.
And may the Lord Jesus bless you richly.
Nek vas Gospod blagoslovi.
And let's go directly to the word of God.
Uzmimo direktno Božju riječ.
And we stand.
Možemo ustati.
And I want to open the first scripture in Genesis chapter 5.
Želim da otvorimo prvi tekst koji ćemo čitati u Postanku 5. poglavlje.
I would read just one verse from chapter 5, it's verse 24.
Pročitat ću samo jedan stih, 24.
And then we will read shortly from Book of Hebrews and 2 Peter.
Onda ćemo nešto kratko pročitati iz Hebreja i 2 Petrova.
So in the book of Genesis 5 verse 25 it says,
Postanku 5:24 kaže,
in the name of the Lord, and Enoch walked with God and he was not, for God took him.
Henok je hodio s Bogom, potom iščeznu Boga uze.
What a simple scripture.
Kako jednostavni tekst.
He walked with God,
hodio je s Bogom,
and he was not.
I jednostavno iščeznu.
Why?
Zašto?
Because God took him.
Jer ga je Bog uzao.
Amen. Now Hebrews 11.
Sada pogledamo Hebreje 11. poglavlje.
Hebrew 11, of course, it's chapter of faith.
I naravno, 11. poglavlje je poglavlje vjere.
And the Lord said, when the Son of Man will come, will he find faith on the earth when he will come?
Gospod je rekao kad dođe Sin čovječji, hoće li naći vjere na zemlji kad dođe?
So this is the time of his coming.
Tako, ovo sad je vrijeme njegovog dolaska.
He's searching for faith.
I on traži vjeru.
Also tonight.
Također i večeras.
And we read in verse 5.
chapter 11.
U 11. stihu kaže, 11. poglavlju.
By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God.
Vjerom je Henok prinesen tako da nije vidio, prenesen da tako da nije vidio smrti i više se ne nađe jer ga Bog bijaše prenio. Prije naime nego bijaše prenesen primi svjedočanstvo da je ugodio Bogu.
Verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Ali bez vjere nemoguće mu je ugoditi, jer onaj koji želi pristupiti Bogu mora vjerovati da postoji Bog i da nagrađuje one koji ga traže.
Amen.
Amen.
And now the first, the second epistle of Peter, it's the last scripture.
Sad zadnji tekst koji ćemo pročitati, druga Petrova poslanica,
first chapter,
prvo poglavlje.
Verse 2, 3 and 4.
Stihovi 2, 3 i 4.
Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord.
Milost vam i mir u obilju po pravoj spoznaji Boga i našeg gospodina Isusa.
Amen. That's a good wish.
To je dobra želja.
Grace and peace be multiplied unto you.
Da vam se, da vam bude obilje ili umnoži milost i mir.
Amen. According as his divine power had given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that had called us to glory and virtue.
Njegova božanska snaga obdarila nas je svime što je potrebno za život i pobožnost, pravom spoznajem onoga koji nas je pozvao vlastitom slavom i moći.
Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
Time nas je obdario skupocjenim i najvećim obećanim dobrima, da po njima, umaknuvši pokvarenosti koja je zbog opake požude u svijetu, postanete dionici božanske naravi.
Amen. Partakers of the divine nature.
Dionici božanske naravi.
And it says, we have already escaped the corruption.
I kaže da smo već umaknuli pokvarenosti.
So we are the partakers of divine nature.
Tako mi imamo božansku narav.
Not carnal nature.
Ne tjelesnu narav.
Divine nature.
Nego božansku narav.
By these precious promises.
Preko ovih dragocjenih obećanja.
Amen. 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 Let's bow our heads. And I want to title the message, two books.
Da, htio bih dati naslov ovoj knjizi, dvije knjige, ovoj propovjedi, dvije knjige.
Two books.
Dvije knjige.
To understand the first and the second book.
Da bi razumeli prvu i drugu knjigu.
Amen. Let's bow.
Amen. Pognimo glave.
Lord Jesus, we are thankful for those precious promises you've given to us for these last days.
Gospode Isuse, zahvalni smo za ova dragocjena obećanja koja si nam dao za zadnje dane.
We thank you for Jesus Christ that died for our sins.
Zahvaljujemo za Isusa Krista koji umro za naše grijehe.
That all our sins were remitted there on the cross.
I da su svi naši grijesi oprošteni tamo na križu.
And we thank you that that blood has effect all the time, even now.
I zahvaljujemo što ta krv ima učinak, djeluje cijelo vrijeme, čak i sada.
Because that blood is not the chemistry, but is the spirit of God that comes on the believer.
Jer ta krv nije neka kemija, nego Duh Boži koji dolazi na vjernika.
Lord, we thank you also for the prophet you sent to our age.
I zahvaljujemo ti također i za proroka koji si poslao u naše doba.
We thank you for the evening light, Lord, that you sent in this dark hour.
Hvala ti za ovo večernje svjetlo koje si poslao u ovom mračnom vremenu.
May you shine that light in every heart this evening, Lord.
Neka bi to svjetlo obasjalo svako srce večeras.
Father, may it shine more in us.
I neka bi još više svjetlilo u nama.
And if there is someone that still lives in darkness.
I ako postoji netko koji još uvijek živi u tami.
May you visit him personally this evening, Lord.
Molim te da ga večeras osobno posjetiš.
May you do something, Lord, that will help your children.
I da napraviš nešto što će pomoći tvoje djeci.
May you speak something, Lord, that will help us to get closer to you.
I da nešto kažeš što će nam pomoći da dođemo bliže tebi.
And may the devil have no place, Lord.
I neka đavo ne bi ovdje imao mjesta, Gospode.
We commit this meeting to your hands, Lord Jesus.
Ovaj sastanak predajemo u tvoje ruke, Gospode Isuse.
May you give deliverance to those that are bound.
Daj oslobođenje, molimo te, onima koji su vezani.
May you give healing those that are sick.
Isceljenje onima koji su bolesni.
And whatever need is there, Lord, may you visit every person.
Gospode, kakva god potreba postoji, osjeti svaku osobu.
We commit ourselves to your hands in Jesus Christ's name.
Predajemo sebe tebi u ime Isusa Krista.
And for the benefit of your kingdom.
Na korist tvojeg kraljestva.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated.
Možete sjesti.
Amen. So, to make the thought clear,
da bi razjasnio svoju misao,
there are two books.
Postoje dvije knjige.
And we are going to speak about you.
I mi ćemo govoriti o vama.
Not as a group.
Ne kao grupi.
But the word is to the individual.
Nego riječ je za svakog pojedinačno.
The word speaks to you and me.
Riječ govori vama i meni.
So it speaks to the person.
Tako govori osobi.
And the word, as Brother Branham says,
riječ, kao što kaže Branham,
it comes to deal with the soul of a man.
Ona je došla da bi se bavila ljudskom dušom.
And that is what God is dealing with.
I to je ono s čime se Bog bavi.
Because the deliverance for the body must come from the inside.
Jer oslobođenje tijela mora doći iznutra.
Amen.
Amen.
You know the word that we received in this hour.
Znamo da riječ koju smo primili u ovom vremenu.
The messenger came to for a certain job.
Glasnik je došao iz određenog posla, radi određenog zadatka.
And that messenger had to be a prophet, not a reformer.
I taj glasnik je morao biti prorok, ne reformator.
And he said this message will introduce Jesus Christ to the world.
I on je rekao da će ova poruka predstaviti Isusa Krista svijetu.
And he said my mission is to declare that he is here.
I rekao je moja je misija da objavim da je on ovdje.
No other reformer or preacher in the church ages could say that.
Nijedan drugi reformator ili propovjednik kroz crkvena doba nije mogao
because
to reći.
Because it was promised only for these last days.
Jer je to bilo obećano samo za ove posljednje dane.
And he had to come through that chosen person.
To je moralo doći kroz izabranu osobu.
And that had to be a certain message that not that person chooses, but what God sends to that person.
I ta poruka je morala biti specifična poruka koju je izabrao Bog, ne taj čovjek.
And that message, that certain message is also directed to certain people.
I ta specifična poruka je usmjerena određenim specifičnim ljudima.
And that is especially bride of Jesus Christ.
I to je nevjesta Isusa Krista.
Rebran says in the message Shalom.
Rebran kaže u propovjedi Shalom ili mir.
He says for the world it's darkness upon the nations.
Kaže što se tiče svijeta, to je tama na nacijama.
Gross darkness on the world, on the people.
Mrtlina nad narodima.
But he said, but to the bride of Jesus Christ, it's Shalom.
A kaže nevjesta Isusa Krista je Shalom.
It's good morning, it's the light.
Je dobro jutro, je svjetlo.
He says, arise and shine, for thy light has come.
Jer kaže, pismo ustane i zasini, jer je tvoja svjetlost došla.
And the light, of course, is the word of God.
A svjetlo je naravno riječ Božja.
When it is made live.
Kad ona oživi, kad riječ Božja oživi.
When the word of God becomes flesh, the prophet says, then it is the light.
Prvo kaže, kad riječ Božja postane tijelom, onda je ona svjetlo.
So the message book if you have it in the book form,
ako imate knjigu propovjed iz poruke u obliku knjige,
it's not light because you cannot use it instead of a torch.
Yeah, ona ta knjižica nije svjetlo, ne možete to koristiti kao svjetiljku.
But it becomes light when it becomes flesh.
Ali ona postane svjetlo kad postane tijelo.
So when you start to read it,
tako kad vi to počnete čitati,
it still doesn't mean it's light for you.
To još uvijek ne znači da je to svjetlo za vas.
It depends on your attitude towards the word.
Nego ovisi o tome kakav ćete vi stav zauzeti prema toj riječi.
When you believe it as God's word,
ako vi vjerujete da je to Božja riječ,
and you receive it in yourself,
i primite to u sebe,
then it becomes light for you.
Onda će to za vas postati svjetlo.
And it will show you where you're standing.
I pokazat će vam gdje se nalazite.
And it will show you where the world is standing.
I pokazat će vam gdje se nalazi svijet.
And it will show you all things.
I pokazat će vam sve.
Because the Holy Spirit sent that message.
Je Sveti Duh taj koji je poslao tu poruku.
If God gave you Holy Spirit,
i ako je Bog dao Duha Svetog vama,
He leads you to that message.
On nas vodi k toj poruci.
Because it's from Him.
Jer ona je došla od njega.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, the prophet said,
znate, prorok kaže,
that the hell, all the hell is against the truth that Jesus Christ is here.
I kaže da je cijeli pakao protiv te istine da je Isus Krist ovdje.
Amen.
Amen.
That's why we love it.
I radi toga mi to volimo.
Because hell, and therefore hell is against us.
I radi toga je pakao protiv nas.
But Jesus said, Hell and the gates of hell will never prevail the bride.
Ja, Isus je rekao da pakao i vrata pakla nikad neće pobijediti nevjestu.
His church because it is built upon the firm, the firm rock of the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Njegovu crkvu jer ona je izgrađena na čvrstom kamenu na stijeni otkrivenja Isusa Krista.
So that's why we are very privileged people.
Jer toga smo mi ljudi koji imamo veliku privilegiju.
You are very privileged people that you can be under the sound of the message of Jesus Christ.
Imate veliku privilegiju da možete čuti poruku Isusa Krista.
That's not message of William Branham.
To nije poruka William Branhama.
That's the message of Jesus Christ.
To je poruka Isusa Krista.
Sent through William Branham.
Koja je poslana preko William Branham.
Amen.
Amen.
So, I want to speak about two books.
Tako želim govoriti o dvije knjige.
And I will read just two quotes for that.
I to, za to ću pročitati dva odjeljka iz poruke Brata Branhama.
And he says, this is a dying spirit in a dying body.
I on kaže, ovo je duh koji umire u tijelu koje umire.
You cannot be in two bodies at one time.
Ne možete biti u dva tijela istovremeno.
But there can be two natures in you at one time.
Ali unutar vas mogu postojati dvije prirode istovremeno.
Now, the nature of the Spirit of the Lord.
Kaže priroda Duha Gospodnjeg.
When you are born again.
Kad ste vi nanovo rođeni.
You are not born of physical.
Niste rođeni fizički.
Like a baby was.
Kao što je to bila rođena beba.
Because that was the first birth, of course.
Jer to je bilo naravno prvo rođenje.
But that's what's in heart.
Već to što je u srcu.
Of God.
Božem.
It's from God.
To je od Boga.
And there is a celestial body growing to receive that spirit.
I postoji nebesko tijelo koje raste da uzme i primi taj duh.
And when the life leaves the body,
i kad život napusti ovo tijelo,
it goes to that body.
On odlazi u to tijelo.
It's similar and is a physical birth.
To je slično kao fizičko rođenje.
So physical birth is our first book.
Tako fizičko rođenje je ta naša prva knjiga.
And then new birth brings you another book.
I onda nanovo rođenje vam donosi drugu knjigu.
And there are total different stories in those books.
I u te dvije knjige su potpuno različite priče.
There are total different writings.
Potpuno različiti zapisi.
They have different laws.
I tu su različiti zakoni.
They have just different atmosphere.
I unutar je drugačija atmosfera.
They are completely two different books.
To su potpuno dvije različite knjige.
Look, like in the book here.
Kaže kao u ovoj knjizi ovdje.
It's said in the last message Brother Branham preached to us.
To kaže u posljednjoj propovjedi koju je Brother Branham nama
propovjedao. Communion 65.
65. u propovjedi Večera Gospodnja.
The two books, the Book of Life.
Kaže dvije knjige, knjiga života.
And the first Book of Life coming up.
Prva knjiga i prva knjiga života.
Was when you were born.
Ona je bila, pojavila se kad ste se vi rodili.
That was your natural birth.
To je bilo vaše prirodno rođenje.
But then one time, way back down in there.
Ali kaže, nekad skroz tamo prije.
There was a little grain of life.
Bilo je jedno zrno života.
You see, and there, that little grain of life laying there.
I kaže, to malo zrno života se nalazilo tamo.
And you wonder, where did it come from?
I vi se pitate, odakle je to došlo?
What are these strange things?
Odakle su ove neobične stvari?
Like I was saying to myself.
Kao što sam ja govorio sebi.
William Branham, well, 40 years ago.
William Branham je pa prije 40 godina.
And William Branham, it isn't the same one tonight.
I onaj koji je danas, ta dva nisu ista William Branhama.
Same with you, you are not the same some years ago.
Isto kao što i vi niste isti kao što ste bili prije nekoliko godina prije.
If somebody back there would say, oh, William Branham was a rank rascal.
Kad bi neko rekao da je William Branham bio problematičan buntovnik.
Because I was born of Charles and Ella Branham.
To je bilo radi toga što sam rođen od Charlesa i Elle Branham.
In their nature I was a sinner.
Po njihovoj prirodi ja sam bio griješnik.
I came to the world a liar.
Došao sam na svijet kao lažac.
And all the habits of the world laid right in me.
I sve te navike svijeta su se nalazile odmah u meni.
You see, not because Charles and Ella Branham was bad people.
Ne radi toga što su Charles i Ella Branham bili neki loši ljudi.
It doesn't matter your parents may be holy.
Nije bitno, vaši roditelji mogu biti sveti.
Still you are born with this first nature as a lying with lying spirit.
Još uvijek ste rođeni sa tom prvom prirodom koja u sebi ima taj lažljivi duh.
And it's the dying spirit.
I to je duh koji umire.
It's the old book.
To je ta stara knjiga.
It's the nature of the first Adam.
To je priroda po prvom Adamu.
But down in there,
ali tamo dolje unutra,
was another nature present.
Bila je prisutna jedna druga priroda.
See, predestinated.
Vidite, predodređeni.
It was in there by God.
U njima je to bilo od Boga.
In the same body, in this same body,
u istom ovom tijelu,
you see two natures in there.
Vi možete primijetiti dvije prirode.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
O, slava Gospodu.
Now, to understand these two natures.
I da bi razumjeli ove dvije prirode.
And every nature, each of these natures has a book actually.
I zapravo svaka od ovih priroda ima svoju knjigu.
We can call it a book.
Možemo to nazvati tako knjigom.
And in this until your body is changed.
I do trenutka dok ovo tijelo bude preobraženo.
Still the old book is present there.
Još uvijek je tamo prisutna ta stara knjiga.
You cannot help it.
Tu si ne možete pomoći.
Still you have a tendency with that old book.
Još uvijek, sa tom starom knjigom još uvijek imate neke tendencije, sklonosti.
But when you are born again.
Ali kad ste nanovo rođeni.
And when it brings you the new book.
To onda donese novu knjigu.
Now the second book wants to rule over the first one.
I sad ta druga knjiga želi vladati nad prvom.
So you can be in the same body.
Tako možete biti u istom tijelu.
And the same old spirit there.
I da tu bude taj isti stari duh.
But now you can rule over that old body and spirit.
A sad možete vladati nad tim starim duhom i starim tijelom.
And you know why many people don't have victory?
I kaže, znate zašto mnogi ljudi nemaju pobjedu?
I mean Christians, of course.
Naravno, mislim na kršćane.
Because they don't understand these two natures.
Jer oni ne razumiju ove dvije prirode.
On one side, they think that when they become believers,
s jedne strane misle da kad postanu vjernici,
their life must be so perfect, so holy,
da njihov život mora biti tako svet i tako savršen,
that they will never even have a bad thought, for example.
Na primjer, možda neće nikad pasti ni jedna loša misao.
That they will never maybe make a mistake.
Da možda neće nikad pogriješiti.
That they will never be angry.
Ili da se možda neće nikad naljutiti.
That they will never this and this and this and this.
Da neće nikad ovo, ovo, ovo.
And by that they are trying to be so holy that they see it's just a lost battle.
I toliko se onda trude da na kraju zaključe da je to jednostavno izgubljena bitka.
And then some other group of people on the other side.
Onda postoji jedna druga grupa ljudi na drugu stranu.
They think, well, it doesn't matter, we can do anything.
Koja kaže, pa nije bitno, možemo raditi što god hoćemo.
Ah, well, in Christ we are secure, we can, whether we lie or not, whether we do good or bad, doesn't matter.
Kažu, u Kristu smo sigurni, bilo da radimo dobro ili loše, bilo da lažemo ili ne, svejedno.
And that's getting overboard, of course.
I naravno, to je pretjerivanje.
So, but there's in the middle, there's a victory way.
Ali na sredini toga nalazi se put za pobjedu.
So we have to understand these two books.
Tako moramo razumjeti te dvije knjige.
By the new birth, we know that God injects his part into a human being.
I znamo da po novom rođenju Bog u ljudsko biće stavi svoj dio.
And by that divine part in you, God wants to lead you.
I s pomoću tog božanskog dijela unutar vas, Bog vas želi voditi.
And that human part must be submitted.
I taj ljudski dio mora biti podložen.
And this is a process in a believer.
I to kod vjernika je jedan proces.
And there must be a maturity.
I mora postojati zrelost.
Now, we know that that seed of God was in you before the world was established.
Znamo da je to Božje sjeme bilo unutar vas prije nego što je uspostavljen svijet.
So you even you were born in sin in this body, you had the seed of God inside.
Iako ste bili rođeni u grijehu u ovom tijelu, imali ste to Božje sjeme unutar vas.
So you already got the potential victory in you right there.
Tako već ste u sebi imali tu potencijalnu pobjedu unutar sebe još prije.
But you didn't live a victorious life.
Ali niste živjeli pobjedničkim životom.
Because you had to be born again.
Jer ste se morali nanovo roditi.
So, which is that that seed must come to a blossom. It must come up.
To znači da to sjeme mora niknuti, mora procvjetati.
It must come to it must become life itself.
I ono samo mora oživjeti.
And of course only God can quicken it.
I naravno samo Bog to može oživjeti.
And Jesus said you know the truth when the spirit of truth will come into you.
Isus kaže kad u vas dođe duh istine,
he will lead you to all the truth.
On će vas uvesti u svu istinu.
So what is the truth?
Tako, pa šta je to istina?
What God says.
Ono što Bog kaže.
What God says about you.
Ono što Bog kaže za vas.
Not what you think about yourself.
Ne što vi mislite o sebi.
But what God says about you.
Nego što Bog kaže o vama.
That's the truth.
To je ono što je istina.
And that seed of God must mature in you.
I to Božje sjeme mora sazrijeti u vama.
It's the same like we can agree with some quote.
To je kao što se na primjer možemo složiti oko nekih citata.
And a brother can preach to you and you can agree with it.
I brat vam to može propovijedati i vi se možete složiti s time.
And he can bring certain truths from the Bible.
I ona može iznijeti određene istine iz Biblije.
He can quote the prophet of God.
Može citirati Božjeg proroka.
And you will say amen.
I vi ćete reći amen.
And you agree with that.
I složit ćete se s time.
And that's good.
I to je dobro.
That's needful.
I to je potrebno.
Because you must believe.
Jer morate vjerovati.
Without faith nothing can be done.
Jer bez vjere se ne može ništa postići.
And but with faith is all things are possible.
A s vjerom je sve moguće.
But sometimes it must come to maturity.
Ali ponekad mora doći do zrelosti.
You can some things can be amen.
Neke stvari možete reći amen.
But it's still not manifested in the person.
Ali one se još uvijek ne očituju u toj osobi.
Have you ever experienced something like that?
Da li ste ikad doživjeli tako šta?
You said amen.
Da ste rekli amen.
And then you came home.
I da ste došli kući.
And you see, Lord, I believe it.
I da kažete, vidim, Gospode, vjerujem to.
But somehow I'm still not able to do it as I would like to.
A nekako još uvijek nisam u mogućnosti da to činim na način na koji bih htio.
Somehow I still don't see that word working in me.
Još uvijek nekako ne vidim da ta riječ djeluje kroz mene.
And there, that's where the problem starts.
I to je ono kad počinje problem.
You start to reason.
I počinjete rezonirati u glavi.
Does it leave or not?
Da li je to tako ili nije?
And why is not? Why doesn't it leave immediately?
Da li je to živo ili nije živo? Da i zašto to ne oživi odmah?
Because it must come to maturity.
Zato što to treba doći do zrelosti.
And maturity is not your job.
A zrelost nije vaš posao.
It's a process in you.
To je određen proces koji je unutar vas.
It's like with a seed. You plant something, you must give the atmosphere. To that seed.
Kao kad posijete nešto, sjeme, onda morate tom sjemenu prirediti atmosferu.
So if you want the word live in you,
tako ako vi želite da riječ živi unutar vas,
give it the good atmosphere.
Osigurajte joj dobru atmosferu.
The warmth of the fellowship.
Toplinu zajedništva.
Fellowship with the believers.
Zajedništvo sa vjernicima.
Because there is the warmth of the Holy Spirit.
Jer tu se nalazi ta toplina Duha Svetoga.
Don't stay at home.
Nemojte ostati kod kuće.
Just be among the believers.
Nego budite među vjernicima.
Have fellowship, it's warmth.
Imajte zajedništvo, to je ono što je toplo.
Amen.
Amen.
And then also the seed needs light, of course.
I naravno onda sjemenu treba i svjetlo.
And the light, of course, is the word of God.
A svjetlo je naravno Božja riječ.
So you stay with the word.
Tako ostanite sa riječom.
You read the Bible, you pray.
Čitajte Bibliju i molite se.
Amen.
Amen.
And God sends the Holy Spirit. You water the word.
I onda Bog pošalje Duha Svetoga i on to natopi.
And then that seed matures.
I onda to sjeme sazrije.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, sometimes it takes time.
I znate, ponekad je potrebno vrijeme.
But don't worry about that.
Ali nemojte se zbog toga brinuti.
You know, you have a baby.
Na primjer, ako kažemo da imate bebu.
And it's your son, let's say he has 6 months.
Da je to vaš sin i da ima 6 mjeseci.
And actually he's your heir.
I zapravo on je vaš baštinik.
He will inherit everything that you have.
On će naslijediti sve što vi imate, jednom će to naslijediti.
And now you can instruct the baby about driving a car.
I možete učiti bebu o tome kako da vozi auto.
And it was amen which cry by his crying it will amen to what you say.
On će plačući zapravo reći amen na to što vi kažete.
But you don't put the baby behind the steering wheel and let him drive a car.
Nećete staviti bebu iza volana i pustiti ga da vozi automobil.
Maybe he would like to.
Možda bi htjela.
But it has to mature.
Nego mora sazrijeti, tako.
That's the same with us.
Isto tako je s nama.
Amen. So when God sends the word,
tako kad Bog pošalje riječ,
there is a certain process starting.
To je zapravo trenutak kad kreće određen proces.
And it always brings results.
Koji uvijek donosi rezultate.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what the Bible says. His word will never come back vain.
To je ono što Biblija kaže, da se njemu njegova riječ nikad neće vratiti prazna.
So when God spoke about the church of God in these last days.
Tako kad je Bog govorio o Božjoj crkvi u posljednjim danima.
And everything he spoke about her.
I sve što je on rekao o toj crkvi.
Must happen, must be fulfilled.
Sve se mora dogoditi, sve se mora ispuniti.
You see, we see Enoch.
Tako vidite da vidimo.
He walked with God.
On je hodio sa Bogom.
And one day he was not.
Jednog dana je nestao.
Because God taken him.
Jer ga je Bog uzeo.
So something matured.
Tako nešto je sazrilo.
So walking with God.
Tako hodeći s Bogom.
Brought the rapture.
Je bilo ono što je donijelo uznesenje.
And he was the type of the bride of Jesus Christ.
I on je tip nevjeste Isusa Krista.
So what does the bride needs to do?
Tako što to treba onda nevjesta raditi?
Just to walk with God.
Jednostavno hoditi s Bogom.
What is it walking with God?
A što to znači hoditi s Bogom?
You know, a religious mind would say.
Znate, religiozan um bi rekao.
Walking with God is like.
Da, hoditi s Bogom ovako.
Walking with God, you know, walking the Bible.
Znači, hodate, uzmete Bibliju pod ruku.
Very holy.
Jako posvećeno je sveto.
Oh, everything is fine, everything is positive.
Sve je pozitivno, sve je super.
Everything is wonderful.
Sve je divno.
Also the devil.
Čak i đavo.
You see, that's religious mind.
Znate, to je religiozni um.
They don't mind anything.
Njima ništa ne smeta.
Oh, they go for a nice bath with their priest.
Oni sa svojim svećenikom odu na kupanje.
They don't have problem with that.
Tu nema nikakvih problema za njih.
Of course, because they live under the first book.
Naravno, zato što žive pod tom prvom knjigom.
Of that sinful nature.
Te griješne prirode.
And no matter how they say they walk with God.
I bez obzira kako oni kažu da oni zapravo hodaju s Bogom.
But to walk with God.
Ali uistinu hodati s Bogom.
Is to walk with the Word, because God is the Word.
Je hoditi sa riječu, jer je Bog riječ.
Amen.
Amen.
So it's worked. It's to walk in the light.
To znači hoditi u svjetlu.
Because it says, if we walk in the light.
Jer kaže pismo, ako hodimo u svjetlu.
Not if we stay in the light.
Ne ako ostanemo u svjetlu.
We have to walk in the light.
Nego u svjetlu moramo hoditi.
It's very fast walk.
Znači, brzi hod.
Because the light.
Zašto?
Only the natural light goes 300,000 km per second.
Znači, hod u svjetlu je brz, jer samo svjetlo ide 300,000
per second.
Nešto.
Approximately.
300,000 po sekundi, al tako.
And that's only natural light.
I to je samo prirodno svjetlo.
What about the word of God?
Šta je sa Božjom riječi?
It's much faster.
Ona je mnogo brža.
So you have to really run.
Ako morate da stvarno trčite.
But don't run.
Ali
it says walk.
Trčate, ne.
Walk in the light.
Hodite u svjetlo.
So we must be able to walk really fast.
Ako moramo biti u mogućnosti brzo hodati.
You know, Brother Branham said.
Znate, Brother Branham kaže.
You say, oh, Brother Branham, the devil is all the time behind me, trying to get me.
Kažete mu, kažete na primjer, Brother Branham, đavo je cijelo vrijeme proganja,
pokušava
ovo ono.
He was always trying to get me.
Cijelo vrijeme pokušava uhvatiti.
And Brother Branham says,
kaže,
brother, it's a good news.
Brate, pa to je dobra vijest.
It means that he hasn't got you.
Znači da te još nije uhvatio.
Amen.
Amen.
So, you know, we have light.
Mi imamo svjetlo.
And you know, light has a very wonderful attribute.
Znači, svjetlo ima jednu divnu karakteristiku.
That's what Albert Einstein actually came up with that theory of relativity.
I zapravo to došao do toga Albert Einstein sa teorijom relativnosti.
And I'm not a scientist, of course.
Naravno, nisam znanstvenik.
But once I read a little book about that theory of relativity.
Jednom kad sam pročitao jednu malu knjigu o teoriji relativnosti.
I was really enjoying it.
Uistinu sam uživao u tome.
When I read that light has a not only a certain speed.
Kad sam pročitao da svjetlo nema samo određenu brzinu.
But it has a wonderful attribute.
Nego ima jednu divnu karakteristiku.
That when light hits a hindrance.
Kad svjetlo pogodi prepreku.
And then when it goes through that hindrance.
I kad prođe kroz tu prepreku.
Then it renews its speed.
Da onda ponovno obnovi svoju brzinu.
That's amazing.
Znači, to je nevjerojatno.
If you shoot a shot from a gun.
Ako ispalite metak iz puške.
And when it hits some blank, you know, something.
Kad pogodi nešto.
Then it goes a much slower speed of course.
Nakon toga uspori svoju brzinu, naravno.
But when light hits, let's say, a water,
ali kad svjetlo pogodi, na primjer, vodu,
because that's a hindrance for light,
je to prepreka za vodu,
light goes slower in the water.
Svjetlo kroz vodu ide sporije.
And you can test it by putting a stick into the water and we know it looks like broken.
Znači, kad možete staviti i testirati kako izgleda štap u vodi kao slomljen.
Because the light is slower in the water.
Jer se svjetlo uspori u vodi.
But when the water goes up from the water,
ali kad izađe iz vode,
in the air it renews its strength.
U zraku ponovno nastavi, obnovi onu staru brzinu.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's the same with the believer.
I to je isto sa vjernikom.
Because Jesus said we are the light of the world.
Jer Isus kaže smo mi svjetlo svijetu.
And since we are the light,
i budući da smo svjetlo,
when we hit a hindrance,
kad pogodimo na prepreku,
and it maybe it will slow you down in your Christian walk.
Možda će vas to usporiti u svom kršćanskom hodu.
You are able to shake yourself.
Ali onda nakon toga se vi možete prodrmati.
Because you know in your heart that you are not condemned.
Jer znate da ste u svom srcu.
Because there is
da niste osuđeni.
Because there is no condemnation to those that live in Jesus Christ.
Jer nema osude onima koji žive u Isusu Kristu.
Amen.
Amen.
In your old nature, in your old book, there is, that's a book of condemnation.
Stara knjiga, stara priroda, to je knjiga osude.
You are condemned. I am not worthy. I can do this. I cannot do this.
Osuđeni ste, nisam dostojan, ne mogu ovo, napravio sam ono.
I am full of complexes.
Puni ste od raznih kompleksa.
Full of prejudices.
Raznih predasuda.
And malice and strife.
I gorčine i svađe.
And jealousy,
ljubomore,
and lying, and everything.
Laganja i svega.
But in the second book,
ali to je druga knjiga,
which is imparted to you by Jesus Christ,
koja vam je dodijeljena od Isusa Krista,
there is no condemnation.
U njoj nema osude.
So that's why you know that all your hindrances, you will only renew your strength.
Tako da vi znate da nakon svih svojih prepreka, vi ćete jednostavno vratiti natrag svoju snagu.
You renew your speed.
Vratit ćete natrag svoju brzinu.
Christians, they go always upward.
I kršćani, oni uvijek idu prema gore.
Even they, if they have hindrances.
Čak i kad imaju prepreke.
Amen. So, amen. You can only thank God and praise Him for any hindrance that He gives you to your path.
Dakle, jednostavno možete zahvaliti Bogu i dati Mu slavu za svaku prepreku koju stavi na vaš put.
When Christ is in you.
Kad je Krist u vama.
Amen.
Amen.
Look at Abraham.
Pogledajmo Abrahama.
He obeyed God.
On je bio pokoran Bogu.
He believed him.
Vjerovao mu je.
And it produced the promised son.
I to je proizvelo obećanog sina.
And he received him.
I on ga je primio.
So the promise of God matured in Abraham.
Tako da je Božje obećanje sazrelo u Abrahamu.
The word had to even mature in Jesus himself.
Tako da riječ je čak morala sazrjeti u samom Isusu.
For 30 years he was on the earth.
Bio je 30 godina na zemlji.
But after 30 years he started to deliver his message.
Ali nakon 30 godina počeo je iznositi svoju poruku.
And not only deliver his message.
I ne samo da je počeo iznositi svoju poruku.
But because he himself was the message.
Nego budući da je on sam bio poruka.
He was the life of the message and had to do God's will.
On je bio život te poruke i morao je činiti ono što je bila Božja volja.
It's the same for us.
I to je ono isto sa nama.
It's not enough for you just to read the message and believe it.
Nije dovoljno da samo čitate poruku i da je vjerujete.
Yes, that's good.
Da, to je dobro.
That's everything you can do.
To je zapravo sve što možete napraviti.
But when you really believe it,
ali kad to u istinu vjerujete,
don't tell me it will start to live in you for sure.
Yeah. Zasigurno to će početi živjeti u vama.
Jesus cannot help himself to do the will of the Father.
Isus nije si mogao pomoći nego da čini samo Božju volju.
Even he wanted to do otherwise.
Čak je i želio činiti drugačije.
He also had the other book.
On je također imao tu drugu
knjigu. That was human book.
Bila je to ljudska knjiga.
We know Jesus at the end of his earthly journey.
I znamo da Isus na kraju svog zemaljskog putovanja.
The strain and the pressure upon him was so hard.
Taj pritisak taj na njemu je bio tako jak
that he said, Father, if it is possible, may I miss this cup
or I don't. Oče, ako je moguće, neka me mimoiđe ova čaša.
May it come for me. I don't want it.
Neka me mimoiđe, drugim riječima, ne želim je.
But not my will.
Ali ne
moja
volja,
will be done.
Nego tvoja volja.
Is it also your voice?
Da li je to isto ono što vi kažete?
Is it the same?
Je to potpuno isto.
You see, you have your will also.
I vi i vi sami imate svoju volju također.
When we become Christians,
kad postanemo kršćani,
it doesn't mean we don't have our own will.
To ne znači da više nemamo svoju vlastitu volju.
You cannot help yourself, you have it.
Tu si ne možete pomoći, nju
imate. But you are able to submit your own will to Christ's will.
Ali ste u mogućnosti da podložite svoju vlastitu volju Kristovoj volji.
That's the great miracle.
I to je veliko čudo.
Because your old book says, I'm the boss.
Jer vaša stara knjiga kaže ja sam šef.
Your old book says I am the center of the attention.
I vaša stara knjiga kaže ja sam u središtu pažnje.
I am the important person.
Ja sam taj koji je važan.
So I will help somebody feel better. For me it's my, you know, selfish motives.
Ja ću nekome pomoći, ali radi sebe, mojih sebičnih motiva da ja ispadnem.
That's old book.
To je ta stara knjiga.
You see, there are many people still living by the old book.
Vidite da postoje mnogi ljudi koji još uvijek žive po toj staroj knjizi.
And yet the born again Christian, they have the old book.
A na novo rođeni kršćanin, on ima tu staru knjigu.
But what is your life reading out actually?
Ali zapravo što je to što vi što se čita iz vašeg života.
We are here, brothers and sisters.
Ovdje smo, braće i sestre.
In these last days.
U ovim zadnjim danima.
For the cause of Christ.
Radi Božeg svrhe, njegovog nauma.
He needed us more than we needed him.
On je trebao nas više nego što smo mi trebali njega.
And he sent us here.
I poslao nas je ovdje.
To act out his will on the earth.
Da činimo njegovu volju na zemlji.
Just as Jesus himself.
Kao i samog Isusa.
The son can do nothing that he doesn't see the father doing.
I on kaže sin ne može činiti ništa što ne vidi oca da čini.
He sees, he does only what the father shows him.
On čini samo ono što mu otac pokaže.
And the bride is doing what Christ is showing her.
I nevjesta čini ono što je Krist pokazuje.
Amen.
Amen.
So when you believe, you will start to live it out.
Tako kad vi vjerujete, vi ćete to početi i živjeti.
Or if you really believe the word,
odnosno ako uistinu vjerujete riječ,
then the book of Christ in you,
onda ta Kristova knjiga u vama,
is now read.
Ona je ta koja se čita.
That's the new life.
Taj novi život.
And there is that reader, that's Christ himself, the great diamond.
Ta čita sam Krist.
And he's reading out that secret writing of that new book.
On čita taj tajni zapis te nove knjige.
That new book was already in you.
Ta nova knjiga je već bila u vama.
But without Christ, the Spirit of God, nothing could read it.
Ali bez Krista, Duha Božeg, nitko to nije mogao pročitati.
That's why we received the message of the hour through William Branham.
I zato smo primili poruku za ovo vrijeme kroz William Branham.
Because as I said, it's not the message of William Branham.
Jer kao što sam rekao, to nije poruka William Branham.
The message is Jesus Christ himself.
Poruka je sam Isus Krist.
And Jesus Christ himself is that diamond that will read the secret writing in you.
Isus Krist je to što čita taj tajni zapis unutar vas.
You cannot know what you are until you meet Christ.
Ne možete znati tko ste dok ne susretnete Krista.
I can say from my testimony.
Ja mogu reći iz svog vlastitog svjedočanstva.
Now I see that I didn't really know who I was before I met Christ.
Sad vidim da nisam zaista znao tko sam prije nego što sam sreo Krista, to nisam znao.
I only thought I am this.
Samo sam mislio da sam ovo, ono.
But when I met Christ,
ali kad sam susreo Krista,
I was not unhappy that I had to leave these things away.
Ja nisam bio nesretan što moram neke stvari ostaviti.
I was not unhappy that I have to separate from the other, from the sin and the other people that I used to live.
Nisam bio nesretan što sam se morao odvojiti od grijeha i nekih drugih ljudi s kojima sam nekad živio.
But I found myself.
Nego sam zapravo našao sebe.
I really started to be happy.
I zaista sam počeo biti sretan.
That Jesus Christ came to my life.
Da Isus Krist došao u moj život.
And he started to read out the new book.
I on je počeo čitati tu novu knjigu.
Which I've never even realized I have such a book in me.
A do tada nisam uopće imao pojma da imam tu knjigu novu u sebi.
And I'm happy till now, and I will be.
Sretan sam sada i bit ću.
Praise the Lord. I believe the same with you.
Vjerujem da je isto s vama.
You see, the old book.
Vidite, ta stara knjiga.
It includes the old kinds of thoughts.
Ona uključuje stare vrste misli.
All kinds of styles.
I razne nekakve stilove.
The old ways and affections.
Stare načine života i stare emocije.
That's the old nature.
To je ta stara priroda.
In the, you see, but God's book,
ali vidite, Božja knjiga,
that was your original nature.
To je vaša izvorna priroda.
Now tell me, which book was first in you?
I sad mi recite, koja od tih knjiga je bila prva u vama?
What do you think?
Šta mi mislite?
Which one was first?
Koja od njih je bila prva?
Yeah, the new one,
da, nova,
the second one, was druga, the first one.
Ta druga je za ona koja je bila prva.
So that's God mathematics sometimes.
Ponekad Božja takva matematika.
And he said, the first will be last and the last will be first.
I on je rekao da će prvi biti posljednji, a posljednji da će biti prvi.
Because before you became a sinner,
jer prije nego što ste postali griješnik,
in God's eyes you were perfect.
Božjim očima bili ste savršeni.
And he had a certain record of you, your life, which was perfect, without spot.
On je imao određen zapis o vama, o vašem životu, koji je bio savršen, bez mrlje.
And he never asked you, hey, my son, my daughter, can I write this about you?
I on nikad nije pitao, moj sine, moja kćeri, smijem li zapisati ovo o tebi?
Would you like to be like this and this?
Da li bih htio biti ovakav, onakav?
When you come in the flesh, would you like to wear long hair and long dress?
Kad dođeš u svoje tijelo, da li ćeš htjeti nositi dugu haljinu i kosu?
Would you want to be my daughter that will withstand all the offers of the world?
Da li želiš biti moja kćer koja će odbiti sve ponude ovog svijeta?
Or you want to be my son that will always turn your head when you see a naked woman?
Ili želiš li biti moj sin koji će uvijek okrenuti glavu kad vidi golu ženu?
God never asked you about it.
Bog vas nikad nije pitao.
But that was his thoughts about you and me.
Ali to je bilo ono što je on mislio o
nama. And that was recorded in his book of us.
I to je zapisano u njegovoj knjizi o nama.
Before the sin came on the world.
Prije nego što je došao grijeh na
svijet. Amen.
Amen.
And we are going back to that beginning.
I mi se vraćamo natrag na taj početak.
Amen.
Amen.
And now, but this book was actually forgotten when we came to the flesh.
A kad smo došli u tijelo, zapravo ova ta knjiga je bila zaboravljena.
And we know we came to sin, sickness, sorrow and all that.
Znamo da smo došli u grijeh, u bolest, u žalost i sve to.
But in the new book of life,
ali u novoj knjizi života,
in Christ's book of life in us,
u Kristovoj knjizi života u nama,
you will never find a record of sickness.
Nikad nećete naći zapis o bolesti.
There is no record of unbelief.
Nema zapisa o nevjeri.
There's no doubts in there.
I unutra nema sumnji.
Now there is a question, by which book do we live?
I sad se postavlja pitanje, po kojoj knjizi živimo?
Because you can have the two books.
Jer možete imati dvije knjige.
And brothers and sisters, don't worry, you have the two books.
Bez brige, imate te dvije knjige.
There's no problem.
I to nije problem.
But by which one do we live?
Ali pitanje po kojoj živimo.
The new book have no sickness and doubts.
Nova knjiga nema bolesti i sumnje.
The new book doesn't have any pride written in there.
U novoj knjizi nije zapisano ništa o ponosu.
Or envy.
Ili zavisti.
Lying, stealing.
O krađi i laganju.
Indifference.
Nezainteresiranosti.
Or complexes.
Ili nekim kompleksima.
You see, in that Christ record, it's nothing like that.
Vidite, u tom Kristovom zapisu nema ničega od
so
toga.
If your life lives something out of this,
tako, ako u svom životu živite nešto od toga,
then you have to change from the old book to the new book.
Onda se morate prebaciti iz stare knjige u novu knjigu.
Just let Christ to read that record of the new book.
Jednostavno dopustite Kristu da pročita taj zapis iz te nove knjige.
And be sure Christ will never read out the old book.
Zasigurno budite sigurni da Krist nikad neće čitati iz te stare knjige.
It only your life can read it out.
Samo vaš vlastiti život je ono što može čitati
But
iz te stare
when
knjige.
You come to the presence of Jesus Christ.
Ali kad dođete u prisutnost Isusa Krista.
When you commit yourself to him.
I kad predate sebe njemu.
You don't need to make yourself up.
Vi ne trebate sami sebe proizvesti ili napraviti nekako.
Christ just takes you and read the new record out of you.
Nego Krist vas uzima i čita kroz vas taj novi zapis.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, in that new book there is no idol worshiping.
I znate, u tom, toj staroj knjizi nema proslavljanja idola.
We have many, I would say halfway Christian or halfway message believers.
I, da kažem, imamo mnogo polu kršćana ili polu vjernika poruke.
Yet there is no such a thing.
A iako tako što uopće i ne postoji.
So a halfway Christian is not a Christian.
Tako polu kršćanin nije kršćanin.
He's only considered being Christian.
On se samo smatra da je kršćanin.
But Christian is a person that lives out from the new book.
Ali kršćanin je ona osoba koja živi iz te nove knjige.
And there is no idol worshiping.
I tu nema proslavljanja idola.
Now, today people don't used to bow to any idol so much.
Tako u današnje vrijeme ljudi se više toliko ne klanjaju pred kipovima i idolima.
But many people just bow down before their job, their wife, their children, their husband.
Dakle, da mnogi ljudi se zapravo klanjaju pred svojim poslom, svojom ženom, djecom, muževima.
What does it mean to bow down?
Što to znači klanjati se?
To accept the leadership.
Prihvatiti vodstvo.
To accept that that has the absolute.
I prihvatiti da to ima apsolut.
It means that that is what you submit to.
To zapravo znači da je to ono čemu se vi podložite.
You don't need to submit anything but Christ himself.
Ne morate se podložiti ničemu nego samo Kristu.
So he has to have the preeminence.
On je taj koji mora imati prvo mjesto.
And he has the preeminence.
I on ima prvo mjesto.
When you are living out the new book.
Onda kad vi živite to iz nove knjige.
Amen.
Amen.
So there is no idol worshiping.
Tako tu nema proslavljanja idola ili kipova.
Many people they are not aware of that, but they worship preachers actually.
I mnogi ljudi nisu svjesni toga, ali zapravo se klanjaju pred propovjednicima.
By making them greater than they are.
Praveći od njih nešto više nego što oni jesu.
And by comparing preachers.
Ili da uspoređuju propovjednike.
No, this is better, this is not so much.
Ovaj je bolji, ovaj baš i nije, ovaj je ovakav, onakav.
God is a God of variety.
Vidite, Bog je Bog različitosti.
And God has a little mountains and valleys and big mountains.
I Bog ima male planine i doline i velike planine.
He has a bed of flowers that is colorful.
Ima niz cvjetova različitih boja.
It's not up to us to say, oh, this one is greater than that one.
I nije na nama da kažemo, ovaj je veći od ovoga.
You see, because that's the old nature.
Jer vidite, to je ta stara priroda.
But the new nature.
A nova priroda.
You just look on Christ.
Jednostavno gledate na Krista.
You know the famous preacher in the 19th century.
Znate, jedan poznati propovjednik u 19. stoljeću.
Charles Spurgeon.
Charles Spurgeon
was a very fine and famous preacher.
Jako dobar i jako poznat propovjednik.
And it was said that there were two men one time.
I postoji priča da su bila dva čovjeka.
And after brother Spurgeon preached the message.
I nakon što je brat Spurgeon propovjedao svoju propovijed.
And after the meeting, one of the two men he said to the other.
I nakon službe jedan od ta dva čovjeka rekao ovom drugom.
He said, hey, what do you say about Spurgeon?
I rekao, šta misliš o Spurgeonu, šta kažeš za njega?
He said, Spurgeon?
On pitao Spurgeon.
I don't know, I was too busy with Christ.
Kaže, ne znam ništa o njemu, previše sam se zaokupio sa Kristom.
That's the attitude we should take.
I to je stav koji bi trebali imati.
That's the attitude we take from the new book.
To je stav koji mi uzimamo iz te druge
knjige. We don't watch the person.
Mi ne promatramo osobu.
We're not trying to, to say he's like that or that like that.
Ne pokušavamo govoriti on je takav ili onakav.
Amen, we are busy with Christ.
Nego smo zaokupljeni Kristom.
Amen. So that the first one was listening what or how it was said.
A prvi je taj prvi čovjek je slušao kako je to rečeno?
And the second one was listening to what it is said.
A drugi je slušao što je rečeno.
And we have these two kinds even in the message realms.
Čak među porukom postoje takve dvije vrste ljudi. Tako.
But okay, let everyone enjoy.
Ali u redu, nadam se da nekako svi uživali.
If what is desire of your heart?
I šta je to što je želja vašeg srca?
When Christ is your joy.
Kad je Krist vaša radost.
Nobody will have to tell you, you must listen.
Niko vam neće morati govoriti, moraš slušati.
You enjoy yourself.
Nego ćeš sam uživati u tome.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. So the new nature has joy, peace.
Tako da ta nova priroda ima radost, ima mir.
It has everything, long suffering, love.
Ima ljubav, ima strpljivost.
Faith, patience.
Vjeru, uzdržljivost.
Oh, long suffering.
Uzdržljivost.
Yes, it's good to have a peace.
Da, dobro imati mir.
But also you have long suffering.
Ali također dobro imati strpljivost.
You are glad when you have peace.
Vi ste sretni kad imate mir.
Oh, I can have a rest.
Da se možete odmoriti.
Oh, sometimes we want to have peace from the, from other brothers and sisters.
Ponekad se želimo odmoriti od drugih braća i sestara.
But then we find out, oh, it's good to have peace together.
A onda otkrijemo da je dobro odmoriti se zajedno.
And you know, sometimes peace comes when somebody shakes you.
I znate, ponekad mir dolazi onda kad vas neko malo prodrma.
Because sometimes you have some burdens.
Ponekad imate određene terete.
And brother Jonathan comes and brother, you know, yeah, he's a very straight man, I know him. And you know him
better. Kaže za mene, onda dođe brat Jonathan, on je prilično izravan čovjek.
And he will tell you straight.
I on će vam to sve izravno reći.
And you can be angry on him.
I možete se naljutiti na njega.
But don't be angry on Christ, be careful.
Nemojte se naljutiti na Krista, tu budite pažljivi.
Because God is using him.
Jer ga Bog koristi.
And don't say, oh, he's part of my family, I know him.
A nemojte reći, oh, on je dio moje obitelji, ja ga znam.
You know, it's hard for Jesus even said.
Čak je Isus rekao
that the prophet has no honor in his own country, in his own house.
Da je prorok bez časti u svojom zavičaju, u svojoj kući.
So sometimes it's hard.
Tako da je to ponekad teško.
To look beyond that human veil.
Pogledati iza, dalje od tog ljudskog vela.
Because we have mistakes also.
Jer mi također imamo greške.
You will never find a perfect preacher.
Nikad nećete naći savršenog propovjednika.
You will never find a perfect brother, perfect sister.
Ili savršenog brata, ili savršenu sestru.
But you can find perfection in him, in her.
A možete u njemu i u njoj naći savršenstvo.
But until our bodies will be changed.
Ali dok naša tijela ne budu promijenjena.
That we all have two books.
Svi mi imamo te dvije knjige.
So he also has the first book.
Tako on također ima tu prvu knjigu.
And sometimes you can watch the first book.
I ponekad možete vidjeti tu prvu knjigu.
But he doesn't want you to read out the first book.
Ali on ne želi da vi čitate na glas tu knjigu.
Christ in him reads out the new book.
Krist u njemu čita tu novu knjigu.
And he reads it out not only for him to enjoy life.
I on je čita ne samo da bi on uživao u životu.
But he is reading out the new record for your sake.
Nego čita taj novi zapis radi vašeg dobra.
He wants to help you.
I želi pomoći vama.
And he is using him.
I koristi ga.
And he is using us for one another.
I koristi nas jedne radi drugih.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what we like to see Christ in each other.
I to ono što želimo, vidjeti Krista jedni u drugima.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's go on.
Možemo malo dalje.
The old nature,
ta stara priroda,
it was thinking I'm not sufficient, I'm not good enough.
Ona misli da ja nisam dovoljna, nisam dovoljno dobra.
Or it could say, oh, everything is all right.
Ili s druge strane može reći sve u redu.
Even without repentance.
Čak i bez pokajanja.
No.
Ne.
Paul says through Holy Spirit in Romans.
Paul kaže kroz Svetog Duha u Rimljanima.
Don't you know that the goodness of God leaded you unto repentance?
Zar ne znate da vas je Božja dobrota dovela do pokajanja?
And repentance means change of mind.
A pokajanje znači da promijenite svoj um.
Amen. So it's turn around.
Da se okrenete.
It's to be changed to the original.
Da se vratite na original.
Where to that new book?
Gdje, na tu novu knjigu.
And the new book is actually the oldest book.
I ta nova knjiga je zapravo najstarija knjiga.
You see, just like when you find, when you, let's say you were an unbeliever.
I recimo, kad ste bili nevjernik.
And then you find some old box somewhere in the attic.
I onda negdje na tavanu nađete neku staru kutiju.
And then you found an old Bible.
I unutra nađete staru Bibliju.
What will you do?
Što ćete napraviti?
You are not going to remake it.
Vi je nećete ponovno napraviti.
You only... You will put the dust away.
Vi samo ćete maknuti prašinu.
But it's perfect.
I ona je savršena.
That's everything that is needed for the new book.
I to je sve što je potrebno sa novom knjigom.
That's the oldest book.
To je ta najstarija knjiga.
And God just takes you.
I Bog vas jednostavno uzme.
And if he gives you the new birth.
I ako vam da na novo rođenje.
He just shakes you a little bit.
Onda se malo prodrma. Otpuše prašinu.
And then he uses you.
I onda vas koristi.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hvala Gospodu.
So what is God's purpose for us?
Tako, što je to Božja svrha za nas?
It's not just to bless us.
To nije samo da bi nas blagoslovio.
Many people come to the church to be blessed.
Mnogi ljudi dolaze u crkvu da bi bili blagoslovljeni.
Which is included.
To je naravno uključeno.
God gives us blessings.
Bog nam da blagoslove.
But he doesn't come only to bless us.
Ali ne dolazi samo da bi nas blagoslovio.
But more to place us.
Nego još više od toga da bi nas postavio.
For we would recognize our position.
Da prepoznamo svoju vlastitu poziciju.
That we wouldn't be tossed about by any kind wind of doctrine.
Da nas ne tjeramo tamo svaki vjetar doktrine.
That we would manifest his virtues.
Nego da očitujemo njegove vrline.
That we would act out his will.
I da mi činimo njegovu volju.
That's why we have to die to ourselves.
Iz tog razloga moramo umrijeti sebi.
And be born again.
I biti na novo rođeni.
And what is the new birth?
I što je to na novo rođenje?
It's the personal revelation of Jesus Christ to you.
To je osobno otkrivenje Isusa Krista vama.
It's personal experience.
To je osobno iskustvo.
There's no collective revelation.
Ne postoji kolektivno otkrivenje.
God gives the revelation to each individual.
Bog daje otkrivenje svakom pojedinačno.
Amen.
Amen.
So we have these two books.
Tako imate te dvije knjige.
And each book has its own record.
Svaka knjiga ima svoj vlastiti zapis.
So let's speak more about. Okay, let's mention a few things about the first book.
Tako, da nešto spomenemo još nekoliko stvari vezano za tu prvu knjigu.
The first book is a mixture of good and bad.
Prva knjiga je mješavina dobra i zla.
Amen.
Amen.
What was the first sin?
Što je bio prvi grijeh?
It was that they took the fruit out of a tree.
To je bilo da su uzeli plod sa stabla.
And we know it was not an apple or apricot or
rose. Znamo da to nije bila jabuka ili neko voće.
We know that was mixing two different kinds. Which was forbidden by God.
Znamo da je to bilo miješanje dviju vrsta što je od Boga bilo zabranjeno.
It was, but it came by unbelief.
I to je došlo nevjerom.
What was the unbelief?
I što je bila nevjera?
It was not that Eve didn't know what is the will of God.
To nije bilo da Eva nije znala što je volja Božja.
Because he said, she said to the serpent, but God said this and this.
Jer ona je rekla zmijicu, Bog je rekao ovo i ovo.
But why did it happen?
Ali zašto se onda to
desilo?
Because
she didn't stay with that truth.
Zato što nije ostala sa tom istinom.
And she taken from a forbidden tree.
Uzela je sa zabranjenog stabla.
And what was the tree?
I što je bilo to stablo?
It was a mixed tree.
To je bilo miješano stablo.
Because that was a tree of knowledge of good and evil.
Jer to bilo stablo spoznaje dobra i zla.
It was not only a tree of evil.
To nije bilo stablo zla.
It was tree of good and evil.
Bilo je to stablo i dobra i zla.
So it was mixed together.
Tako da je to bilo izmiješano zajedno.
And when you mix something like that,
i kad nešto tako izmiješate,
it brings death.
To onda donosi smrt.
If you mix good thing and bad thing, it will bring death.
Ako izmiješate nešto dobro i nešto loše, rezultat je smrt.
If you try to mix your own way with God's way,
i ako pokušate izmiješati svoj vlastiti način, svoj vlastiti put s Božjim putem,
it will bring death.
Dovest će smrt.
So you must deliver yourself only to his way.
Tako jednostavno morate sebe predati samo njegovom putu.
His way is his word for you.
I njegov put je njegova riječ za vas.
Amen.
Amen.
And so this was, so the first book was a product of a mixture, therefore it was a mixture of good and bad.
Znači, prva knjiga je bila proizvod mješavine, iz toga je bila mješavina dobra i zla.
So your natural life was a mixture of good things and bad things.
Tako vaš prirodni život je zapravo mješavina dobrih i loših stvari.
So some people have good traits of a nature.
Tako neki ljudi imaju neke dobre crte u svojoj prirodi.
And some things they have bad.
A neke stvari su im loše.
Some other person has a different characters, better and some worse.
A neka druga osoba ima neke druge karakteristike malo bolje, a neke druge onda opet malo lošije.
But every time it's just a mixture.
Ali svaki put uvijek je to samo mješavina.
But the new book is pure book.
A nova knjiga je čista knjiga.
You see, now the old book doesn't need to rule over you.
Tako da ta stara knjiga ne mora vladati nad vama.
But you rule over that old
nego
book.
Vi vladate nad tom starom knjigom.
So when you have a problem or you have an ambition,
tako kad imate neki problem ili neku ambiciju,
you can have your plans, your thoughts.
Možete imati svoje vlastite planove, svoje vlastite misli.
Don't let that rule over you.
Ali nemojte dopustiti da to vlada nad vama.
But you rule over that plan.
Nego vi vladate nad tim planovima.
You see, your real you.
Taj pravi vi.
And your real you is Christ in you.
A taj pravi vi, to je taj Krist koji je u vama.
And always the true messenger will want to see only that.
I uvijek će pravi glasnik željeti vidjeti samo to.
Paul said, I want to see among you only Christ, Jesus Christ and him crucified.
Kao kaže, želim među vama vidjeti samo Isusa Krista i to razapeto.
So he wanted to see the believers dead to themselves but living in Christ Jesus.
Tako želio vidjeti vjernike da umru samima sebi i da žive u Kristu Isusu.
Amen.
Amen.
And the prophet said in the church age book,
i prorok kaže u crkvenim dobima,
is that Satan got hold of people by sin, indifference and disease.
Kaže da se Satana uhvatio ljudi grijehom, indiferentnošću i bolešću.
And he says with that gift of discernment actually Satan was exposed.
I sa tim darom pronicanja tajni srca zapravo Satana bio razotkriven.
And what is the gift of discernment?
A što je to taj dar pronicanja?
You would say, well, we don't have it anymore because the prophet is not here anymore.
Možete reći, pa mi to više nemamo jer prorok nije više ovdje.
What is the discernment?
Što je pronicanje?
What did it bring?
Što je ono donijelo?
The word of God.
Donijelo je Božju riječ.
Hebrews 4.
Hebrejima 4.
Word of God is the revealer. A discerner of the hidden things.
Riječ Božja je ono što otkriva i proniče te skrivene stvari.
So we have this truth we delivered and that discerns.
Tako mi imamo ovu istinu, mi je predamo i to je ono što proniče.
Amen.
Amen.
So sin, indifference and disease is the inheritance of the old book.
Tako grijeh, indiferentnost i bolest, to je ono što je nasljeđe stare knjige.
But let's look at the new book.
Ali pogledajmo novu knjigu.
That's our spiritual inheritance.
To je naša duhovna baština.
And it was brought by our Kingsman Redeemer, Jesus Christ.
I nju je donio naš rođak otkupitelj, Isus Krist.
And that includes a perfect, pure genealogy.
To uključuje savršeno, čisto rodoslovlje.
We were at the beginning with him.
U početku smo bili s njim.
And we know that Adam had a book in his hand.
Znamo da je Adam u svojoj ruci imao knjigu.
That was his inheritance.
I to je bila njegova baština.
You see, that was the perfect inheritance.
Vidite da je to bila savršena baština.
And when he went to the compromise to receive the fruit from the tree,
i kad je napravio kompromis da uzme plod sa stabla,
he lost that book.
Izgubio je tu knjigu.
And that's the book we are talking about.
I to je knjiga o kojoj mi pričamo.
That's the new book.
To je ta nova knjiga.
And he lost it.
I on ju je izgubio.
And the prophet of God says it had to go back to the owner.
I prorok Boži kaže da se ona morala vratiti vlasniku.
Devil wanted that book.
Đavo je želio tu knjigu.
But he could not take it to his filthy hands.
Ali nije mogao uzeti u svoje prljave ruke.
But God took the book from Adam.
Nego je Bog uzeo tu knjigu od Adama.
And Adam lost it.
I Adam ju je izgubio.
And all inheritance of the children of God was in the book.
I sva baština Bože djece je bila u toj knjizi.
But in our day,
ali u našem danu,
that book is delivered by Jesus Christ himself.
Ta knjiga je dana od samog Isusa Krista.
Who came down?
Koji se spustio dolje.
And he gave it to the seventh angel.
I dao je sedmom to anđelu.
That the seventh angel would give it back to his people.
Da sedmi anđel to da preda natrag njegovom narodu.
So the book was opened.
Tako knjiga je bila otvorena.
That our inheritance would be made known to us.
Da nama naša baština bude obznanjena.
And that is the book of redemption.
I to je knjiga otkupljenja.
Do you know that there was a greater power needed to redeem us than to create?
Znate li da je bila potrebna veća sila da nas se otkupi nego što je bila potrebna sila da budemo stvoreni?
Compare the creation in Genesis.
Usporedite stvaranje u postanku.
And then compare it with the plan of redemption.
I usporedite to onda sa planom otkupljenja.
Greater power was needed to redeem us.
Veća sila je bila potrebna da budemo otkupljeni.
That's why that book had to be opened.
I zbog toga je ta knjiga morala biti otvorena.
That's why Bible had to be opened by opening the seven seals.
Zato je Biblija morala biti otvorena sa otvaranjem sedam pečata.
Which could not happen by any reformer.
Što nije mogao napraviti nijedan reformator.
That's why the prophet came.
Ja, i toga je došao prorok.
And he didn't. He never opened the seven seals.
I on nije nikad otvorio sedam pečata.
Brother Abraham never opened the seven seals.
Abraham nije nikad otvorio pečate.
But Jesus Christ opened the seven seals.
Nego Isus Krist je otvorio sedam pečata.
Abraham, when you read the message or listen to the message breach.
I kad čitate ili slušate.
That's propoved, a key message for our day.
Procjep između sanskrtskih doba i sedam pečata, to je ključna poruka.
Because the message breach actually is a bridge between the seven church ages and the seals.
Ja, ta procjep je zapravo procjep između sanskrtskih doba i sedam pečata.
It's crossing from time to eternity.
To je prelazak iz vremena u vječnost.
It's crossing from a denominational ages to a pure Christ brighter age.
Znači, to je prelazak iz denominacijskih doba u doba čiste nevjeste Kristove.
All the answers we need are actually revealed by the seven seals.
Svi odgovori koji mi trebamo, oni su zapravo otkriveni sa tih sedam pečata.
Because Jesus Christ himself is those seven seals.
Jer sam Isus Krist je tih sedam pečata.
You say, okay, but what, how can he be the seven seals?
I kažete, pa kako onda on može biti tih sedam pečata?
The prophet plainly said it. He is those seals that were opened.
Prorok jasno kaže da je on ti pečati koji su bili otvoreni.
Amen.
Amen.
So, then it's good to study and to go and to find out.
Tako dobro je proučavati i vratiti se i naći i otkriti.
If Christ is those seals.
Ako je Krist, ako je on ti pečati.
I want to know him.
Onda ga želim upoznati.
So I want to see it.
Tako želim to vidjeti.
Look, we can see few types in the Bible.
I vidite, u Bibliji možemo vidjeti nekoliko tipova.
That the seventh was a special number.
Da je sedmi u Bibliji bio poseban broj.
And the seventh seal actually held all the other seals.
I sedmi pečat je zapravo držao sve ostale pečate.
And the prophet said the seventh seal is the coming of the Lord.
I prorok kaže da je sedmi pečat dolazak Gospoda.
And he also said the bride of Christ is taken in that seventh seal.
I također kaže da je nevjesta Kristova uzeta u tom sedmom pečatu.
So it is very important for the bride of Christ.
Tako da je on zaista važan za nevjestu Kristovu.
Amen.
Amen.
She cannot go to the rapture without that mystery.
Ona ne može otići u uznesenje bez te tajne.
So the mystery is made known.
Tako da je tajna obznanjena.
Not for the world,
ne svijetu,
but for the bride,
nego za nevjestu.
Amen.
Amen.
And she's taken in the seventh seal.
I ona je uzeta u sedmom pečatu.
The Bible says that only the people, only the names that are written under those seals are those overcomers.
I Abraham kaže da samo imena onih koji su zapisana pod tim pečatima, da su samo oni pobjednici.
And that is the new book.
I to je nova knjiga.
Because the message breach.
Jer ta propoved procjep.
So it means like crossing.
Zapravo označava i prelazak.
It means a clue to understand.
To znači nešto što vam daje naznaku, nešto o čemu ćete razumjeti.
And Christ is that Christ is those seals.
I Krist je ti pečati.
And now what has got to do with us?
I kakve to onda veze ima s nama?
Look in the Bible.
Pogledajte u Bibliji.
In the number 7.
Po pitanju broja 7.
It speaks not only on the seventh age.
Ne govori samo o sedmom dobu.
Where there was a special job to be done.
Postoji poseban posao kojeg je potrebno obaviti.
But the seventh seal is a special seal.
A nego sedmi pečat je poseban pečat.
When the ark of the covenant was coming back to Jerusalem.
Kad se kovčeg saveza vraćao natrag u Jeruzalem.
So when it means the word was coming to its place.
To znači da se riječ vraćala na svoje mjesto.
What did it do with the elected seed?
Što je to napravilo sa obećanim sjemenom?
David.
David.
It brought joy.
To mu je donijelo radost.
He was rejoicing.
On se veselio.
We are rejoicing when the word is coming to its place.
I mi se veselimo kad riječ dolazi na svoje mjesto.
It's not just for us to listen to some like kind of a lecture or something.
Nije samo da bi mi slušali nešto kao nekakvu lekciju ili nešto.
We are not lecturing.
Mi ne dajemo predavanja.
We are preaching the message which is you yourself.
I mi propovijedamo poruku koja je zapravo vi, sami vi.
I preach what is part of me.
Ja propovijedam ono što je dio mene.
Because I'm part of Christ.
Jer ja sam dio Krista.
And also you are part of Christ.
I vi ste također dio Krista.
So what is preached, you are part of it.
I ovo o čemu mi propovijedamo, vi ste dio toga.
So you identify with all those types.
I vi se poistovjećujete sa svim tim tipovima u Starom Zavetu.
Not with everything.
Ne sa svime.
Because there are two sides shown.
Jesu prikazane obje strane.
You see, you identify with some type.
I vi se poistovjećujete sa nekim tipovima.
Like those two people were reading the same message.
Kao ona priča o dva čovjeka koja su čitala istu propovijed.
And one was angry on that man.
I jedan se naljutio na tog čovjeka.
And he said, oh, that man in the book, he called me a chicken.
Kaže, o, pa taj me čovjek u toj knjizi nazvao piletom.
And the other one, he says, it's very interesting.
Kaže, drugi, ha, pa zaista zanimljivo.
I just read the same sermon and that man calls me an eagle.
Ja sam pročitao istu propovijed i taj me čovjek naziva orlom.
Amen.
Amen.
So what are you identifying me with?
Tako, s čime se vi to poistovjećujete?
Listen, David was rejoicing when the word was coming back.
I vidite da se David veselio kad se riječ vraćala.
Amen.
Amen.
And so he was dancing before the Lord.
Tako da je on plesao pred Gospodom.
Oh, but you see, there was a part of him.
Ali vidite, bio jedan dio njega.
His wife Michael.
Njegova žena Mikala.
She was looking from a window.
Ona je promatrala kroz prozor.
She was looking from the higher floor.
Ona je promatrala sa višeg.
He was David.
Kata.
He was Michael.
To je bio David.
Reasoning.
I Mikala sa umom.
So David, it's your heart.
Tako David je
vaše srce. It's Christ in you.
Krist u vama.
But for your mind it's nonsense.
Ali za vaš um to je glupost.
Why should I rejoice?
Zašto bi se trebao veseliti?
Why should I lift up my hand?
Zašto bi trebao podići ruku?
Why should I say amen?
Zašto bi trebao reći amen?
Why should I rejoice?
Zašto bi se trebao veseliti?
We have to be decent.
Moramo biti onako kao profinjeni.
And Michael said, oh, it doesn't mean for David to behave like that.
I ona je rekla, nije u redu za Davida da se tako ponaša.
He's a king, he shouldn't behave like that.
Kralje, ne bi se trebao tako ponašati.
David didn't pay any attention to her.
David nije obraćao pažnju na nju.
He was just rejoicing, oh, the word is coming back.
On se veselio jer se riječ vraća.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Slava Gospodu.
The word is coming.
Riječ se vraća.
He didn't care, he didn't say, oh, what do you say?
Nije pitao, šta ti kažeš?
Do you believe it?
Da li ti to vjeruješ?
So, are you rejoicing?
Da li se ti veseliš u tome?
Okay, then I should rejoice also.
Okay, onda bi se ja isto trebao veseliti.
David never asked anyone.
David nikad nije pitao nikoga.
When you want to rejoice, rejoice.
Kad se vi želite veseliti, veselite se.
When you love him, you love him.
Kad ga volite, onda ga volite.
Amen.
Amen.
So he was rejoicing.
Tako on se veselio.
And now the word was coming back.
I riječ se sad vraćala.
And there was the order, bring offerings.
I bila je izdana naredba da donesu dobrovoljne priloge.
And when those men, those Levites, when they took the offering.
I kad su ti Leviti uzeli dobrovoljne priloge.
And they were carrying the ark.
I kad su nosili kovčeg saveza.
Do you know in what manner was the word coming back?
Znate li na koji se način riječ vraćala natrag?
It says they made 6 steps.
Kaže da su napravili 6 koraka.
And on the 7th they stood.
I da su sedmom stali.
And made the offering.
I dali dobrovoljni prilog.
So the 7th step was the offering.
Tako, 7. korak je bio dobrovoljni prilog.
So that was 7 church ages.
I tako, to je bilo 7 crkvenih doba.
It was 6 steps.
6 koraka.
It was a human work.
I to je bilo ljudski napor i rad.
But in the 7th, the sacrifice came.
A u 7. je došla žrtva.
Jesus Christ is the perfect sacrifice.
Isus Hrist je savršena žrtva.
Amen.
Amen.
And the 6th seal...
Šest pečata.
We see death all the time.
U njima vidimo cijelo vrijeme smrt.
Dying and suffering of the people.
Umiranje i patnju ljudi.
Persecution.
Pain. Plaćanje.
But the seventh seal is life.
Ali sedmi pečat je život.
Seventh seal is the joy of the bride.
I sedmi pečat je radost nevjeste.
Amen.
Amen.
In the type of Israel.
U tipu Izraela.
The seventh day was the day of rest.
Sedmi dan je dan počinka bio.
Which was Sabbath day.
Bio to šabat.
And the seventh seal
is
the relax.
Je opuštanje.
That's what the prophet says.
To je ono što prorok kaže.
So for us, the revelation of Jesus Christ himself.
I za nas otkrivenje samog Isusa Krista
is relax.
Je opuštanje.
Not my works anymore.
Ne više moja djela.
Not more my unworthiness.
Ne više moja nedostojnost.
Not trying to remake my old book.
Ne da ja pokušavam popraviti svoju staru knjigu.
Like, this is the new book now.
Nego sad je to nova knjiga.
Christ in me.
Christ u meni.
Amen. Amen. And I say with the Paul with the same.
I kažem isto kao i Paul.
It is not that I live anymore.
Nisam više ja taj koji živim.
But Christ lives in me.
Nego Krist živi u meni.
Amen. Amen. I just neglect my old book.
Ja jednostavno zanemarujem svoju staru knjigu.
I'm not trying to be interested and busy with the old book.
Ja se ne želim interesirati i baviti starom knjigom.
That's the best way to do.
I to je nešto najbolje što možete napraviti.
If you have a problem of your nature.
Ako imate prirodu, problem iz stare prirode.
We have some bad parts.
Mi imamo neke loše strane.
Everyone has.
Svatko ima.
So, and you have to deal with it.
I vi se morate pozabaviti time.
You know, Paul had.
Znate da je Paul imao.
And Paul had to deal with it.
I morao se pozabaviti time.
He has to learn to deal with it.
Morao naučiti kako se baviti time.
Brother Branham, you watch his life.
Brother Branham, kad promatrate njegov život.
He had some bad traits of his character.
Neke loše crte svog karaktera.
He was tending to have a complex.
On je išao, pomalo je bio naginjao o tome da ima kompleks.
And he was suspicious and all some different things.
I razno razne stvari.
And he has to deal with it.
I morao se baviti time.
You have to learn how to deal with it.
Morate naučiti kako da se bavite time.
What is the best way?
Šta je najbolji način?
Just to ignore it.
Jednostavno da to ignorirate.
Not to feed the old nature.
Ne da hranite tu staru prirodu.
But to feed the new nature.
Nego da hranite novu prirodu.
You know, for example, I have one of my bad traits is forgetting.
Jedna od mojih loših strana je zaboravljanje.
And my wife could tell stories. I forget really much.
Bi mogla reći o tome više, zaista brzo zaboravim.
But what can I do?
A što tu mogu napraviti?
I have to deal with it somehow.
Nekako se moram pozabaviti time.
So the best way I found.
I tako da sam otkrio da najbolji način koji postoji
is to forget about forgetting.
Je da zaboravim na zaboravljanje.
So if you have something, you just forget it.
A kako imate nešto, jednostavno to zaboravite.
Just leave it, ignore it.
Jednostavno pustite to, ignorirajte to.
It is simply expressed in that song.
To je jednostavno rečeno u toj pjesmi.
Forget about yourself and concentrate on him.
Zaboravi na sebe i usredotoči se na njega.
Amen. Amen. Forget about your personality.
Zaboravite o tome svoju osobnost.
And concentrate on Jesus Christ.
I fokusirajte se na Isusa Krista.
He is the word.
On je riječ.
Amen.
Amen.
Another example in the Bible.
Još jedan primjer u Bibliji.
We don't have time to go into the scriptures.
Nemamo vremena za sad čitamo iz teksta.
But
I
believe you know the word, you can go to that yourself.
Znam, vjerujem da poznajete riječi da možete.
You know the message. I don't say those things because you don't know them.
Ja, vi znate poruku, ja ne kažem te stvari iz razloga što vi to možda ne znate.
I just try to maybe emphasize something that I trust that will help us.
Nego ja samo nekako pokušavam naglasiti nešto za što se nadam da će nam pomoći.
You know the story of Ruth.
Znate priču o Ruti.
And when she was going to be married to Boaz,
i kad je ona išla da se uda za Boaza,
who was the kinsman redeemer,
koji je bio rođak otkupitelj,
and Jesus Christ became our kinsman redeemer,
i Isus Krist je postao naš rođak otkupitelj.
It was not an angel,
nije to bio anđel,
but he had to become a man,
nego on je morao postati čovjek.
God became man to redeem us.
Bog je postao čovjek da nas otkupi.
That's why God didn't send a book in a paper form.
I da toga Bog nije poslao samo knjigu u obliku papira.
Because paper is not our kinsman.
Jer papir nije naš rođak.
The paper has no blood in it.
Papir u sebi nema krvi.
But that book became a person.
Tako je ta knjiga postala osoba.
So the promises of God became a person.
Tako da su Božja obećanja postala osoba.
Through William Branham.
Kroz William Branhama.
That's why the word, the full revelation of Jesus Christ came through a man.
Zato je riječ puno otkrivenje Isusa Krista došlo kroz čovjeka.
Through one man.
Kroz jednog čovjeka.
So God was becoming a kinsman to us.
Tako Bog je postao naš rođak.
He was not Jesus Christ.
On nije bio Isus Krist.
But Jesus Christ was in him.
Nego Isus Krist je bio u njemu.
To come closer to us.
Da bi se približio nama.
The God in the prophet form was much closer to us than in the reformer form.
Bog u obliku proroka nam je puno bliži nego Bog u obliku reformatora.
Amen.
Amen.
And now Ruth was going to be married to Boaz.
Sad je Ruta išla da se uda za Boaza.
And now Boaz gave her gift.
I Boaz joj je dao
darove.
There was plenty of the food in the harvest time.
Bilo je obilje hrane u vrijeme žetve.
And there was time that she was gathering the crop, you know, just those leftovers.
Bilo je vrijeme kad je ona pabirčila samo ostatke.
But it was not all.
Ali to nije bilo sve.
When Boaz was going to take her for wife.
Kad je Boaz išao uzeti za ženu.
Before he taken her.
Prije nego što je uzeo.
He gave her 6 measures of barley.
Dao je 6 mjerica ječma.
But 6 is a number of a man.
A broj 6 je broj čovjeka.
So it spoke of man, of kinsman.
Tako to je govorilo o čovjeku, o rođaku.
That's why God sends the word through a man.
Zato Bog šalje riječ kroz čovjeka.
It's not just to put just some device and put the speakers on and okay, I listen.
Ne samo da bi sad postavili uređaje i postavili zvučnike, upalili da slušate.
That's why he's always sending a man.
Nego zato on uvijek šalje čovjeka.
He uses a person to deliver the word.
Koristi osobu da ona prenese riječ.
Because the life comes through the body.
Jer život dolazi kroz tijelo.
We see Philip came to Enoch.
Vidimo Filipa koji je došao eunuhu.
And Enoch was reading the Bible and had no quickening of the word.
I eunuh je čitao Bibliju i ona nije, ta riječ nije oživjela.
But when Philip came there,
a kad je tamo došao Filip,
he gave him the key to understand.
On mu je dao ključ da razumije.
And the prophet says the germ of life in Philip germinates the life in Enoch. Enoch.
I prorok kaže da je ta klica života u Filipu oplodila život koji je bio u eunuhu.
Yeah. Christ in him made life, brought life in that other person.
Znači, Krist u Filipu, u njemu je donio život toj drugoj osobi.
That's what he's doing also now.
I to je ono što on također radi danas.
He's always doing it like that.
Uvijek radi na taj način.
So it has to be a man.
Tako, mora postati čovjek.
Person.
Osoba.
And now six, it spoke also of imperfection.
I broj šest je također govorio i o nesavršenosti.
Because perfection is 7.
Jer savršenstvo je 7.
So, why Boaz gave Ruth only 6 measures of barley?
Zašto je Boaz dao Ruth samo 6 mjerica ječma?
Because he was the 7th portion. Amen. The 7th measure.
Jer on je bio ta 7. mjerica, 7. portion.
Amen. We received 6 seals.
I mi smo primili 6 pečata.
And Christ himself is our last portion.
I sam Krist je naš zadnji dio.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. In the Solomon's temple.
U Salomonovom hramu.
We know that was made after the God's image.
Znamo da je Solomonov hram izgrađen po toj preslici koja je dana od Boga.
There were 6 steps.
I tamo, u njemu je, tamo je bilo 6 stepenica.
And on the 7th step was the throne.
I na sedmoj stepenici je bilo prijestolje.
Where sat the son of David.
Gdje je sjedio sin Davidov.
And the son of David is Christ.
A sin Davidov je Krist.
So he has 6 steps.
Tako on je imao 6 stepenica.
That's 6 speaks again of a man.
I 6 ponovo govori o čovjeku.
So it's you.
Tako to ste vi.
God needs you.
Bog treba vas.
God needs the human part.
Bog treba taj ljudski dio.
Don't be afraid of that human part.
Ne morate se bojati tog ljudskog dijela.
Don't be subdued by the human part.
Nemojte
submitted to that human
part. Nemojte se podložiti tom ljudskom dijelu.
You rule over the human part.
Nego vi vladajte nad tim ljudskim.
But don't have fear, don't be afraid of that human part.
Nemojte se bojati tog ljudskog dijela.
If there is something wrong in there,
ako tamo nešto ne valja,
just overcome it.
Jednostavno to pobijedite.
By the new book.
To pomoću te nove.
By reigning on the 7th step, which is the throne.
Tako što ćete vladati na 7. stepenici gdje se nalazi prijestolje.
Because your person, your personality, your flesh.
Jer vi kao osoba, vaša osobnost, vaše tijelo.
It's those 6 steps.
Je tih 6 koraka.
And the seventh step is the heart.
Tih 6 stepenica, 7. stepenica je srce.
And the heart is the throne for Christ.
I u srcu se nalazi prijestolje za Krista.
Amen. We don't reign from here.
Mi ne vladamo odavde.
Oh, I know the Bible, I know this quote and this quote.
Znam Bibliju, znam ovaj citat, znam onaj.
Okay, you can know him, know it.
U redu, možete to znati.
But if you reign by this,
ali ako vladate iz glave odavde,
it's reigning by the old book.
Vladate pomoću te stare knjige.
Because the sinful life, when we live the sinful life, we were reigning by the old book.
Jer kad smo živjeli grešni život,
Nad nama je vladala ta stara
knjiga. We were reigning by this.
Vladali smo ovime.
But now we reign by heart.
A sada vladamo srcem.
And Christ is in the heart.
A Krist je u srcu.
Amen. And Christ is perfect.
I Krist je savršen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. He is the new book.
On je ta nova knjiga.
And that new book actually brought us to come to ourselves.
I zapravo ta nova knjiga nas je dovela da dođemo samih sebe, da upoznamo sebe.
When the first creation was made,
i kad je stvoreno prvo stvaranje,
God said it is very good.
Bog je rekao dobro je.
When a man was created, he said this is very good.
Kad je čovjek bio stvoren, rekao uistinu je dobro.
So God looked on his creation and didn't condemn it.
Tako da je Bog pogledao na svoje stvorenje i nije to osudio.
But he said it's wonderful.
Nego je rekao da je divno.
Now in this creation,
i sada u ovom stvaranju,
which is the redemption of our body,
što je zapravo otkupljenje našeg tijela,
redemption of the spirit, of our soul, of our body,
otkupljenje našeg duha, naše duše, našeg tijela,
God doesn't condemn it.
Bog to ne osuđuje.
He says it's wonderful.
Evo kaže da je to divno.
Because there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
Jer nema osude u onima koji su u Kristu Isusu.
Amen.
Amen.
But you would say, okay, I have. Sometimes we come to a place that I will try to reach the end.
Sad ću pomalo se približiti kraju. Kaže, ponekad dođemo do neke točke.
Sometimes you can come to a point, okay, I have a certain problem. I try to get through this, and still, I don't know how.
Ponekad dođete do točke da kažete imam određen problem i trudio sam se i nekako ne ide.
But you see, there is one interesting scripture in the book of Proverbs. You can open it with me.
Postoji jedan zanimljiv stih u izrekama, možete otvoriti sa mnom.
It's Proverbs 16.
Izreke 16.
Proverbs 16 and it's verse 3.
Treći stih.
And it says,
i kaže,
commit thy works unto the Lord,
prepusti Jahvi svoja djela,
and thy thoughts shall be established.
I tvoje će se namisli ostvariti.
It's very interesting.
I to je zaista interesantno.
So, you want your thoughts to be right, established.
Ako želite da se vaše misli ostvare,
we have to have mind of Christ.
Želite imati um Kristov.
It's thinking on the level of God.
I razmišljati na toj Božoj razini.
So that means have the thoughts established.
To znači da vam se misli ostvare.
Because our mind is one time you think this is great and then the other time there's nothing, this is great.
Naš um je takav da smo nestabilni. Jedno mislimo da je ovo super, a kasnije da je nešto drugo.
That's just human mind.
To je takav ljudski um.
You cannot rule by that human mind.
Ne možete vladati tim ljudskim umom.
So you have to have mind of Christ.
Nego morate imati Kristov um.
So, and how to have our thoughts established?
I kako da nam se ostvare učvrste misli?
By committing our works unto the Lord.
Tako što ćemo prepustiti svoja djela Gospodu.
So you see, that's the problem of many people.
I vidite da je to problem mnogih ljudi.
They try hard to think right.
Oni se trude da misle, da razmišljaju na ispravan način.
And sometimes it doesn't work.
I jednostavno to nekad ne funkcionira.
And they don't know why.
I ne znaju zašto.
But many times the problem is,
a mnogo puta je problem,
that they don't commit their works to the Lord.
Da oni svoja djela ne prepuste Gospodu.
They want to give him maybe their thoughts.
Oni mu možda žele prepustiti svoje misli.
But what they do, what they plan, what they accomplish,
ali ono što ne rade, što planiraju, što ostvaruju,
they don't want to give it to the Lord.
Oni to ne žele prepustiti Gospodu.
You see?
Vidite?
But when you give your works to the Lord.
Kad vi predate svoja djela Gospodu,
what you do, what you want to do, what your ambitions.
Ono što radite, što želite raditi, što su vaše ambicije.
What are your actions in your body?
Koja su vaša djela u vašem tijelu?
If you commit that to the Lord.
Ako to predate Gospodu,
you have a promise that your thoughts will be established.
Imate obećanje da će vam misli se ostvariti, biti, odnosno biti učvršćene.
Amen.
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 That's the way how to stabilize our thinking.
To je način kako možemo stabilizirati svoje razmišljanje.
There are some helpful things that, you know, I don't try to maybe preach too much or to preach, just to speak.
Ne želim možda na nekako da propovjedam, nego jednostavno da vam kažem, postoje neke stvari od pomoći.
There are some things that are so helpful to us.
Postoje neke stvari koje su nam zaista od pomoći.
Because sometimes I will take a call. Maybe I think you know it.
Uzet ću jedan citat, mislim da ga možda poznate, većina vas.
He says it in the Victory Day.
Propovjedi Dan pobjede, kaže.
And he says about disappointment.
Govori o pitanju razočaranja.
He says Christian life, if it's not really centered on Christ.
Kaže kršćanski život ako uistinu nije usredotočen na Krista.
It seems to hold many disappointments.
Nekako se čini da sadrži mnoga razočaranja.
Have you ever had a disappointment?
Jeste li ikad doživjeli razočaranje?
As a Christian.
Kao kršćanin.
I don't mean in this, but as a Christian.
Evo, kao kršćanin, ne mislim u grijehu.
Who has ever had a disappointment as a Christian?
Ko je kao kršćanin imao razočaranja?
I think if we are honest, everybody.
Ako smo iskreni, imali smo svi.
Disappointment.
Razočaranje.
With somebody else.
Da nas je razočarao neko drugi.
With some things.
Neke stvari da smo razočarali, koje nismo mogli promijeniti.
And most of the time with yourself.
A većinu puta razočarani smo sami sobom.
Is that right?
Je li to točno?
Who was ever disappointed with himself?
Ko je ikad bio razočaran sam sobom?
I lift up my both hands.
Ja ću biti ove ruke.
That's part of our life.
To je dio našeg života.
But then the way to deal with it.
Onda postoji način kako da se bavimo time.
Our good Lord Jesus hasn't forgotten anything that was needful for us.
Naš dobar Gospod Isus nije zaboravio ništa što nam je potrebno.
That's why he said also through the prophet things like here.
Zato je rekao kroz proroka stvari kao što je ova koju ćemo pročitati.
He said but it many times holds many disappointments.
Kaže mnogo puta ima mnoga postoje mnoga razočaranja.
Why?
Zašto?
And now we By admitting we had disappointments, we agree with this.
I time što smo priznali da imamo razočaranja, složili smo se s ovime.
If the fellow is not absolutely centered on Christ.
Ako osoba nije apsolutno usredotočena na Krista.
You see?
Vidite?
That's why we were many times disappointed.
I toga smo mnogo puta bili razočarani.
We're not absolutely centered on Christ.
Nismo bili apsolutno usredotočeni na Krista.
Maybe we thought we were.
Možda smo mislili da jesmo.
But we were not.
A nismo bili.
But there were disappointments.
Ali postoje razočaranja.
Do you know in the message desperation?
Znate u propovjedi očajanja.
It's a very good message. Do you
jako dobra propovjeda. Pročitajte je.
And Abraham shows many even scriptures how person through this desperation came to that results.
Pokazuje mnoge citate iz pisma gdje su ljudi različiti kroz razočaranja došli do rezultata.
He's preaching desperation.
I propovjeda očajanje.
And at the beginning he says,
i na početku kaže,
it's very bad that it's like that.
Kaže zaista je tužno što je to tako.
That many times we need to be desperate to receive something from God.
Da mnogo puta moramo postati očajni da bi mogli nešto od Boga primiti.
He says it shouldn't be.
Kaže to ne bi tako trebalo biti.
Yet it is like that.
A ipak tako je.
And yet God gave a help by him and he spoke about that.
Je isto tako, a ipak bez obzira na to Bog nam je dao pomoć preko njega i govorio o tome.
And now the prophets give the answer.
I sad tu prorok daje odgovor.
About disappointment, is it similar?
O razočaranjima.
But those disappointments,
kaže, ta razočaranja,
are God's divine will happening for us.
To je božanska volja koja se događa nama.
Oh, so you see, God wanted you to be disappointed.
Znači vidite da Bog želi da vi budete razočarani.
Not to torture you.
Ne da bi vas mučio.
But to accomplish something with you.
Nego da bi nešto s vama ostvario.
Now, it don't seem like it would be that.
Kaže, ne izgleda da će to biti tako.
But it's God's way of doing things.
Ali to je način na koji Bog radi neke stvari.
He lets us hit the river.
On nas dopusti nam da dođemo do rijeke.
Which means like a hindrance.
Što znači u načelu da dođemo do prepreke.
To see what we will do.
Da vidi šta ćemo mi napraviti.
But what's the truth?
A šta je istina?
Many times we don't do the right thing.
Mnogo puta ne napravimo pravu stvar.
That's why and then disappointment comes.
I onda se pojavi razočaranje.
And he continues.
I nastavlja dalje.
God lets disappointments happen.
Bog dozvoli da se dogode razočaranja.
To show victory.
Da bi pokazao pobjedu.
Says, oh, if we could only see that.
Kaže, kad bi samo to mogli vidjeti.
You see, you would only see that these things that seem to be so burning you, like stinging.
Da, kad bi onda bi vidjeli da sve te stvari koje vas kao nekako muče, bodu.
And upsetting you.
I koje vas uznemiravaju.
There are trials.
Da su to kušnje.
There are things to stand still.
To su stvari koje trebale.
To stand still. Focus your glasses on the word of God.
Utvrditi vas i da fokusira vaš pogled na Božju riječ.
And speak the word.
I da govorite riječ.
And then just walk forward.
I da onda jednostavno samo idete dalje.
Amen.
Amen.
You have to speak your word yourself.
Vi sami morate izgovoriti riječ.
It's not only to focus your glasses on it.
Nije samo da se usredotočite na to.
Then speak it.
Nego da to onda nakon toga
izgovorite. That's why even saying amen helps you.
I radi toga i sama činjenica da kad kažete amen, to je nešto što vam pomogne.
You don't say amen to the preacher.
Vi ne kažete amen propovjedniku.
When you say amen,
kad kažete amen,
you are proving to yourself and the outside world, the invisible world,
vi dokazujete sebi i vanjskom nevidljivom svijetu
that your faith is living there.
Da unutar vas živi vaša vjera.
And it helps you.
I to vam pomaže.
It always for to me I always it helps me to even say amen.
I meni čak pomaže kad kažem amen
on the word of course.
Na Božju riječ.
And then just walk forward.
I onda jednostavno idite dalje.
Focus your on the word, speak and walk forward.
Usredotočite se na riječ, izgovorite i idite dalje.
And God does the opening of the sea.
I Bog onda otvori to more.
Amen.
Amen.
But he will not open the sea if you don't speak.
Ali on neće otvoriti more dok vi ne izgovorite.
And walk forward.
I dok ne krenete naprijed.
You can focus on your word, on the word.
Vi se možete usredotočiti na riječ.
God doesn't open the sea.
A Bog ne otvori more.
Then you can also speak the word.
Ali onda možete također izgovoriti riječ.
He still doesn't open the sea.
I on još uvijek ne otvori more.
You have to walk forward.
Vi morate zakoračiti naprijed.
Just to have a simple faith like that black brother.
Da imate tu jednostavnu vjeru kao taj brat crnac.
They said, oh, Gabe or Johnny, I don't know what's his name.
Rekli su, ne znam, Johnny ili kako god da se zvao.
Do you believe the Bible? Da li, read?
Da li vjeruješ Bibliju koju čitaš?
Yes, sure, I believe everything they said there.
Kaže, da, naravno, vjerujem sve što tamo napisano.
And if your God will say, just jump through the high wall, would you do it?
Ako bi Bog rekao da skočiš kroz visoki zid.
He says, if God would say, jump on the wall, he would say, to me is the jumping, for him is the crossing the wall.
Ja, znači, kad bi Bog rekao meni da skočim kroz zid, za mene bi to izgledalo kao skročit kroz zid, a za Boga bi to izgledalo kao skočit preko zida.
You see? Vidite. So the first step is yours, the second is God's.
Tako vidite, prvi korak je vaš, a drugi korak je Boži.
Amen, because he already done the first step for you.
Jer on je već napravio taj prvi korak za vas.
Amen, so amen. God lets disappointment to show victory.
Tako Bog dozvoljava razočaranje da pokaže pobjedu.
He speaks about tensions.
I on govori o pritiscima.
We have sometimes tensions in our life.
Ponekad imamo pritiske u svom životu.
And he says, if we don't have tensions, we would be just like an old rag.
Ona kaže, kad ne bi imali te pritisak u životu, bili bi kao neka stara krpa.
So we have to have it.
Tako mi ih jednostavno moramo imati.
Yet we rule over it by the word.
A ipak riječju vladamo nad tim.
Amen.
Amen.
So there is still human part.
Tako, još uvijek postoji taj ljudski dio.
And that's not a hindrance.
I to nije prepreka.
When you deal it in the right way.
Kad se s time bavite na pravi način.
When you reign over it by the new book of life.
Kad vladate nad tim novom knjigom života.
I'll give you a question.
Postavit ću vam pitanje.
Would it be wonderful to live in the time of Brother Branham?
Da li bi bilo divno živjeti u vrijeme Brother Branhama?
Yes or no?
Da ili ne?
You say, I'm asking you.
Ja vam postavljam pitanje, recite.
Sad je najbolje vrijeme.
If yes, shall yes.
Ako je da, recite da.
Da.
Yes.
No. Yes, would be wonderful.
Da,
yeah?
Bilo bi divno.
Okay, I will give you another question.
Ja ću onda postaviti drugo pitanje.
Would you want to live in the time of Brother Branham?
Da li bi željeli živjeti u vrijeme Brata Branhama?
Yes. Who would like to live in the time of Brother Branham?
Tko bi želio živjeti?
Who would not want to live in
a
time?
A ko ne bi želio živjeti u vrijeme Brata Branhama?
Me not. I wouldn't.
Ja ne bi želio.
Ok, Can you imagine that?
Možete zamisliti to.
If you would live
da ste vi živjeli
not in now 2012.
Da niste živjeli sada u 2012.
But 1955, 60.
Nego u 55. 60.
What was here in those times?
What was
you would be here because God gave you Croatia to live in.
Živjeli bi ovdje, vam je Bog dao Hrvatsku da u njoj živite.
You would live here in 1960.
U 60. godini.
Yeah, some of the older brothers or sisters lived.
Starija braća, sestre su živjeli.
Have you in that time, have you ever heard about prophet being in the United States?
Da li ste u to vrijeme ikad čuli za proroka koji je bio u Americi?
Was no message?
Nije bilo poruke.
Yeah, sure, it's the same in our country.
Isto tako i u našoj zemlji.
We just look on the passport.
Mi smo baš gledali pasoš.
The prophet has a stamp. This passport is not valid for entrance to Yugoslavia, Slovakia and these countries.
Da, u prorokom pasošu je pisao da viza ne vrijedi za Čehoslovačku, Jugoslaviju i još nekoliko.
I wouldn't want to live in no wise in those times.
Onda zasigurno nikako ne bi želio živjeti u tim vremenima.
Compare it with now.
Ako bi to morao usporediti sa sada.
How many messages you have now?
Koliko
in your language?
Koliko propovjedi sada imate u svom jeziku?
After he preached all those messages.
Nakon što je on propovjedao sve te propovjedi.
And you can listen.
I vi možete poslušati.
The prophet, what he preached.
Proroka šta je propovjedao.
And then you can also listen other ministers.
I možete također slušati druge propovjednike.
Maybe to show you some parts that you haven't seen in that message.
Da možda pokažu na neke dijelove koje vi niste vidjeli u toj poruci.
I wouldn't want to live in those times.
Ja ne bih želio živjeti u tim vremenima.
It's the best time to live.
Ovo je sad najbolje vrijeme za živjeti.
And if you have the new book in you.
I ako imate novu knjigu u sebi.
If Christ is reading out the new life in you.
Ako Krist čita taj novi život kroz vas,
you want to live where you live now and where and when.
Želite ćete živjeti ondje gdje živite sada i onda i kad živite, al tako.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what the prophet said himself.
I to je ono što sam prorok rekao.
He said people say oh it would be wonderful to live in the time of Jesus.
Ljudi kažu bilo bi lijepo živjeti u vrijeme Isusa.
Would you want to live in the time of Jesus?
Da li bi željeli živjeti u vrijeme Isusa?
Me not.
Ja ne.
Yet it would be wonderful to meet him and to listen to him preaching.
Iako bi bilo istinu divno da ga sretnemo i slušamo kako propovjeda.
Ah, it would be amazing.
Bilo bi zaista nešto nevjerojatno.
Of course it would be amazing to live in maybe not even in Jeffersonville in the time of prophet because he was not there for very often.
Možda ne bi bilo ni toliko interesantno živjeti u Jeffersonville u vrijeme proroka jer on zapravo nije bio tamo tako često.
In that time they didn't hear so many messages as we can hear now.
U to vrijeme oni nisu slušali toliko propovjedi koliko mi sad možemo čuti.
And Brother Branham himself said, I wouldn't want to live in the time of Jesus.
I sam Brother Branham je rekao, ja ne bih želio živjeti u vrijeme Isusa.
You know why?
Znate zašto?
He said, now I have much greater faith in him than I would have there.
Jer kaže, ja sad imam puno veću vjeru u njega nego što bi imao onda prije.
Because in that time he was just a new person that preached a new doctrine.
Jer onda u ono vrijeme on je bila neka nova osoba koja je propovjedala novu neku nauku, učenje.
And it was not proved by time.
I to nije bilo potvrđeno, iskušano vremenom.
It was perfect, it was divine, it was God's will, it was everything all right.
To je bilo savršeno, božanski, bilo je Božja volja, sve u redu.
But it was very hard to have faith in him.
Ali bilo bi jako teško imati vjeru u njega.
Some people say, oh, I would have such a faith in Jesus when I would live in his time.
Neki ljudi kažu, ja bih imao tako veliku vjeru u Isusa da sam živio njegovo vrijeme.
They wouldn't have greater faith than they have now.
Ne bi imali veću nego što imaju sada.
Because now Jesus it's more than 2000 years.
Jer sad je više od 2000 godina.
Brother says, now after 2000 years and it's proven that his word is true.
I kaže Abraham, sada nakon 2000 godina je dokazano da je njegova riječ istina.
By what?
Kako?
By his working.
Time što on radi,
that he still heals the people.
I s time što uvijek, na primjer, iscjeljuje
bolesne. He still raises the dead.
Još uvijek podiže umrle.
He still makes the word alive.
Još uvijek čini svoju riječ živo.
He still delivers from sin.
Još uvijek oslobađa od grijeha.
He still delivers from bad habits.
Još uvijek oslobađa od loših navika.
He still makes life new.
još uvijek čini život novim.
He still is able to read out the record of new book.
I još uvijek može pročitati taj zapis te nove knjige.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Slava Gospodu.
Amen. I'm so glad.
Ja sam tako sretan.
That I belong to him.
Da pripadam njemu.
And that we have a new nature.
I da imamo tu novu primjer, novu prirodu.
By the birth of Jesus Christ in us.
Rođenjem Isusa Krista u nama.
Amen.
Amen.
We have a new body that is actually accumulating in us.
Imamo to novo tijelo koje se zapravo skuplja u nama.
Amen.
Amen.
For the word of God that brought us from the modern thinking of our mind.
Jer riječ Božja koja nas je dovela iz modernog razmišljanja našeg uma.
Transforming our mind into the renewing of our hearts towards God.
Mijenjajući naše umove u obnovu naših srca prema Bogu.
Towards God and our spirits.
I naše duhove.
That same spirit that spoke that.
Da isti duh koji je to progovorio.
Has transformed us this far.
Nas je promijenio do sad.
And it also will take us into his presence, into his glory with a glorified body.
I također će nas odnijeti u njegovu prisutnost, u njegovu slavu sa proslavljenim tijelom.
Amen.
Amen.
He says all those flying saucers, they call it.
On kaže svi ti leteći tanjuri, kako ih zovu.
They call it UFO.
Oni ih zovu NLO.
He says when you will see it.
Kaže kad ih vidite.
That's where the rapture is going to be.
Kaže ta će se desiti uznesenje.
He says don't worry about those things.
Kaže nemojte se brinuti oko po pitanju
don't
tih stvari.
Don't be afraid of those lights.
Nemojte se bojati tih svjetala.
Listen little children.
Poslušajte mala djeco.
They don't know what it is.
Oni ne znaju šta je to.
It's mystic lights they saw. They
to su mistična svjetla koja oni vide.
But it's going to pick you up one of these days.
Ali to će vas jednog dana odnijeti.
Amen. Don't worry.
Jednog od ovih dana.
Amen.
Nemojte se brinuti.
Reading out from the new book.
Čita iz nove knjige.
Amen. The old book became new.
Stara knjiga je postala nova.
We try to read the Bible with by our new old book.
Mi pokušavamo čitati Bibliju našom po toj našoj novoj knjizi.
And that's why we knew the Bible by our mind.
Zato smo znali Bibliju u svojim umom.
But by the new book we know him in person.
Ali po toj novoj knjizi mi njega znamo kao osobu.
Jesus Christ made alive in us.
Isus Krist koji je postao živ u nama.
Amen.
Amen.
You are here what you are somewhere else.
You are.
You are here.
Vi ste ovdje.
What you are here.
Ono što ste vi ovdje.
It is what you are somewhere else.
To je i ono što ste negdje drugdje.
You see? The new book.
Ta nova knjiga.
Christ himself.
Taj sam Krist.
It's living. In the other dimension.
On živi u toj drugoj dimenziji.
And what you are in the other dimension.
I ono što ste u toj drugoj dimenziji.
When you are in the heavenly places of Jesus Christ.
Jeste u nebesima u Kristu Isusu.
You reflect that life here on this earth.
Vi odražavate to svjetlo ovdje na zemlji.
Amen. Amen. So you are here what you are somewhere else.
Tako vi ste ovdje ono što ste negdje drugdje.
So one of those books is read out in your life.
Tako kroz vaš život se čita jedna od te dvije knjige.
Amen.
Amen.
If it's the old book,
ako je to ta stara knjiga,
just come to the presence of Jesus Christ.
Dođite u prisutnost Isusa Krista.
Let him read you.
Neka on pročita vas.
That's why we pray, Lord, search me.
Zato se molimo i kažemo, Gospode, istraži me.
Lord, check me.
Gospode, provjeri me.
And read my inside.
I pročitaj moju nutrinu.
And he will find a new book.
I on će naći tu novu knjigu.
And he's the diamond.
I on je taj čitač.
Like the diamond needle, or you can call it on the old vinyl records.
Kao taj čitač na gramofonskoj ploči, taj kako se zove?
Igla. It reads out the secret writing.
Ona čita taj tajni zapis.
You know, but without reading it, it's black.
Ali bez da ona to pročita, to je crno.
It's dark, it's...
To je crno i tamno.
It's in us.
Ali to je u nama.
But there's voice and music.
I glas i muzika.
And Christ is reading it out.
I Kristo čita.
Amen.
Amen.
And now it advanced a little bit higher.
I sad je to otišlo i korak dalje.
And now we have a digital recording.
Sad imamo digitalni zapis.
And you have a CD or a DVD.
Imate CD ili DVD.
And you know, that's a different kind of reading.
Znate da tu postoje drugačije čitanje.
It's not by touch.
To nije dodirom.
But that's the laser light.
Nego postoje lasersko svjetlo.
It's the beam that reads out the record.
To je zraka svjetla koja čita taj zapis.
And it speaks what God is doing in us.
I to govori o tome što Bog radi u nama.
And you know, on that CD or DVD.
Znate, na tom CD-u ili DVD-u.
that the record that is in there,
taj zapis koji je unutra,
it consists only of two elements.
Sastoji se samo od dva elementa.
It's either one or zero.
Ili jedan ili nula.
That's all.
To je sve što je zapisu digitalno.
And the combination of ones and zeros makes the certain sound.
I kombinacija jedinice nula napravi određen zvuk.
And that's the same that is in us.
I to je upravo ono isto što je u nama.
It's Christ.
To je Krist.
He's the one.
On je jedan.
We are zero.
A mi smo nula.
When you become zero,
kad vi postanete nula,
he needs you.
On vas treba.
Because the record is not only one, 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 one.
Jer zapis zapravo nije samo sve jedinice u tom digitalnom zapisu.
It's the combinations.
Nego ta kombinacija jedinice nula.
So he needed your human part.
Tako on je trebao taj vaš ljudski dio.
To reflect his perfection.
Da odrazi njegovo savršenstvo.
That's why Paul said,
toga je Pavel rekao,
he understood.
Oni su razumjeli.
He wanted the Lord to deliver him from the bad side he had.
On je htio da ga Gospod oslobodi od lošeg vida kojeg je imao.
And he asked the Lord three times.
Tri puta je tražio Gospoda.
And the Lord told him, my power is made perfect in your weakness.
I Gospod mu je rekao da se moja snaga očituje tvoje slabosti.
Amen.
Amen.
Our weakness is needful for the Lord.
Naše slabosti su potrebne Gospodu.
Amen. To make him great.
Da bi on postao velik, da se on.
That's why John the Baptist said.
Ali toga Ivan Krstitelj rekao.
When he proclaimed the last message he had.
Kad je iznio zadnju poruku koju je imao.
His main mission.
Njegova glavna misija.
He was anointed by the Spirit of Elijah.
Bio je pomazan Ilijinim duhom.
He said, and now, after he said, behold the Lamb of God.
I on je rekao, nakon što je rekao, gle, janje to Božeg.
Now I must decrease and he must increase.
Rekao, sad se ja moram smanjivati, a on mora rasti.
So you see, still there was human part.
Vidite da još uvijek postoja taj ljudski dio.
Understand that human part.
I shvatite taj ljudski dio.
Place the human part on the right place.
Stavite taj ljudski dio na pravo mjesto.
Don't let it rule over you.
Nemojte dopustiti da on vlada nad vama.
And don't try to live a life that there will be no human part.
I nemojte pokušavati živjeti život kao da neće uopće postojati nikad taj ljudski dio.
The mystery is Christ in us.
Tajna je Krist u nama.
People will see our human part.
Ljudi će vidjeti naš ljudski dio.
Yet they will see Christ manifested in us.
A ipak će vidjeti Krista kako se očituje u
nama. And walk around us.
I hodat će oko nas.
You know, our old nature, I'm just going to finish.
Sad ću završiti.
Sorry for taking you long.
Oprostite što sam oduljio.
I don't have any idea how long I've been preaching because.
Nemam pojma koliko dugo propovijedam, nisam pratio.
But just simple examples.
Da dam još nekoliko jednostavnih primjera.
You know the animal chameleon. Chameleon.
Ah, okay. Znate životinju kameleon?
That's our old nature.
To je ta naša stara priroda.
That animal, chameleon.
Ta životinja kameleon.
He's able to, you know, he has two eyes.
Znate, ima dva oka.
And by the two eyes he can look by to two different directions.
Sa dva oka može gledati u dva različita smjera.
That's not Christ's nature.
To nije Kristova priroda.
With our old nature, we used to watch two goals.
Sa svojom ljudskom prirodom smo nekad promatrali dva cilja.
Someone wanted to help somebody, but to be maybe greater možda with something else, someone else.
Netko je htio nekome pomoć, ali s ciljem da uzvisi sebe u očima nekoga.
Okay, I will pray for the brother for his need, okay, that I would be blessed.
Molit ću se za brata u njegove potrebi da bi ja bio blagoslovljen.
See, to have two goals.
Vidite, imati dva cilja.
That's old nature.
To je ta stara priroda.
It's always looking by in two ways.
Uvijek gleda u dva različita smjera.
And that animal is also able to show different colors.
Ta životinja također ima sposobnost pokazati različite boje.
On a brown limb it is brown, and on a, let's say, a red or a green it's bright green.
Znači na smeđajem stablu deblu je smeđa, na zelenom je zeleno.
So it changes its color according to the environment.
Znači mijenja svoju boju u skladu sa okruženjem.
So the old nature for a religious person that is not born again.
Religiozna osoba koja nije na novo rođena.
He is a believer among believers.
On je vjernik među vjernicima.
And he is an unbeliever among unbelievers.
A on je među nevjernicima nevjernik.
With believers he would never do some things.
S vjernicima nikad ne bi napravio neke stvari.
But when he is with unbelievers,
ali kad je s nevjernicima,
he has no problem to do that.
Tomu nije problem napraviti.
He wants to be like them.
Želi biti kao što su oni.
But not when you are born again.
Ali ne kad ste na novo rođeni.
You are the same all the time.
Vi ste isti cijelo vrijeme.
You are Christian wherever you are.
Kršćanin ste kamo god jeste.
And whenever.
I uvijek.
The old chameleon nature, it comes to a church.
Stara kameleonska priroda, čovjek dođe u crkvu.
It's a religious person.
On je religiozna osoba.
Prays, read.
Moli se, čita.
But then live for the rest of the week. Has his own ambitions.
Ali onda ostatak tjedna živi svoje vlastite ambicije.
He's not praying, Lord, what do you want me to do?
Ne moli se, Gospode, što ti želiš da ja to, da ja napravim?
But Lord, please let me accomplish this and this.
Evo, Gospode, molim te, daj da ostvarim ovo, ovo.
When I was an unbeliever,
kad sam bio nevjernik,
I was not converted.
Nisam bio obraćen.
I was religious for some time.
Bio sam neko vrijeme religiozan.
In the way that I believed there is God.
Na način da sam vjerovao da postoji Bog.
And I used to pray.
I ja sam se nekad molio.
Lord,
Gospode,
please help me to do this, to
do this. Pomozi da napravim ovo, ovo, ovo.
And I was trying to let him help me with my own ways.
I tražio sam da on meni pomogne u mojim vlastitim načinima, putevima.
That old chameleon nature.
Ta stara kameleon priroda.
But he changes us.
Ali on nas promijeni.
Amen. He gives us a new nature.
I da nam novu prirodu.
The old chameleon nature.
Ta stara kameleonska priroda.
No, that animal, that ugly animal.
Ta životinja, ta ružna životinja.
It has also one character.
Ima još jednu karakteristiku.
It has a very long tongue.
Ima jako dugačak jezik.
It's hidden for some time.
On je skriven neko vrijeme.
But when there is a fly over there.
Postoji muha negdje.
It can just, you know, shoot that tongue and come back to his mouth.
Može ispaliti taj jezik i onda ga vratiti na taj guša.
But the funny thing is,
ali ono što je smiješno kod toga,
that it can have the tongue longer than it is itself.
Da može imati jezik duži nego što je dugačka životinja.
It speaks of the old nature.
I to govori o našoj staroj prirodi.
That old nature, the person can speak more than it can live.
To znači da ta osoba po toj staroj prirodi može govoriti više nego što može živjeti.
In other words,
drugim riječima,
jump only so high as you can live.
Skočite samo toliko visoko koliko možete živjeti.
Some people I've met people.
Ja sam čuo i sreo ljude.
And for sure you also.
I naravno i vi.
They say, oh, I believe God.
Koji kažu, oh, ja vjerujem Bogu.
Oh, I have it in my heart.
Imam to u svom srcu.
Oh, I'm a very religious person.
Oh, ja sam jako religiozna osoba.
He was just a worldly person.
A jednostavno je svjetovna osoba.
Oh, I can do this, I can do that.
Mogu ovo, mogu ono.
I cannot do anything.
A ne može ništa.
You see,
vidite,
by what we speak.
Ono što mi govorimo.
We live.
I to živimo.
And we speak it.
Mi to kažemo.
Because we believe that life.
Jer vjerujemo da taj život.
Is not just a theory or words.
Da to nije samo teorija i da nisu samo riječi.
That word is our life.
Nego ta riječ je naš život.
And when we say it.
I kad mi to kažemo.
We mean to walk by that.
Mi namjeravamo hodati po tome.
Amen.
Amen.
We have a new nature.
Imamo novu prirodu.
And that is the eagle nature.
I to je priroda orla.
Oh, I could. I have a message on eagles, and that would take me another 2 hours. I'm not going to that.
Orlovima je tako, uzelo bi mi 2 sata, neću ulaziti u to.
But we are not chameleons again.
Ali nismo kameleoni.
We are eagles.
Nego smo orlovi.
Amen. We can focus on our goal.
Sredotočiti na naš cilj.
And when an eagle focuses on his prey.
I kad se orao sredotoči na svoju plijen.
They say that he doesn't see anything else.
Kažu da ne vidi ništa drugo.
He gets focused on that. He can focus on a animal 5 kilometers away.
On se može fokusirati na životinju daleko udaljenu 5 kilometara.
And he doesn't see any hindrance.
I ne vidi nikakvu prepreku.
If there is a hindrance, he has to cross through it.
Ako postoji prepreka, mora probiti se kroz nju.
And he's so fast.
I tako je brz.
And he's not the fastest bird.
I on nije najbrža ptica.
For us it's not always to be faster.
I na nama nije zadatak da uvijek budemo
sometimes
najbrži.
Sometimes we have to be slow.
Ponekad moramo biti spori.
Eagle can fly very fast.
Brzo letiti.
More than 100 120, I think, kilometers.
Više nego 120 kilometara na sat.
But he's so able, he's able to stop almost one spot.
Ali gotovo da može stati na mjestu.
Amen.
Amen.
And you know, he has such a boldness.
Ima takvu hrabrost.
Amen. He's not afraid of anything.
I ne boji se ničega.
That's our new nature.
To je ta naša nova priroda.
Amen, praise the
Amen.
Lord.
Hvala Gospodu.
And you know, Eagle used to live on one rock all his life.
Used to live?
In one rock
Orao,
all his life.
Zapravo živi na jednoj stijeni cijeli svoj život.
And then he dies on that rock.
I onda umre na toj stijeni.
And eagles, they used to have only one mate for his life.
I orlovi imaju samo jednog partnera u svom životu.
All his life.
Cijeli život.
Just like doves.
Kao i golubovi.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Are you an eagle?
Jeste li orao?
I believe that I could speak to eagles.
Vjerujem da mogu govoriti orlovima. Amen.
That's our new nature.
To je ta naša nova priroda.
Forget about yourself.
Zaboravite sebe.
Concentrate on him.
Usredotočite se na njega.
Christ is our substance.
Krist je naša bit.
Christ is our new nature.
Krist je naša nova priroda.
We give him not only our thoughts,
i dajemo mu ne samo svoje misli,
but we give him also our works,
nego dajemo mu i svoja djela.
We want to live his will.
I želimo živjeti njegovu volju.
Because that's the purpose we are here for.
I to je svrha zbog koje smo mi ovdje.
Amen.
Amen.
He needed you.
On je trebao vas.
More than you needed him.
Više nego što ste vi trebali njega.
As we said at the lunch.
Na ručku.
The prophet said.
Prorok je rekao.
God needed a person that would require salvation.
Bog je trebao osobu kojoj je potrebno spasenje.
That he would find the reason of existence or being.
Da bi on našao smisao svog postojanja.
But isn't that great?
Nije li to veliko?
God,
Bog,
to have a reason of his being.
Da bi imao smisao postojanja.
He needed a human.
Trebao je čovjeka.
He needed a person that would require salvation.
Trebao je osobu kojoj je potrebno spasenje.
So if you have a weakness,
ako imate slabost,
if you have something missing in your life,
ako imate nešto što nedostaje u vašem životu,
if you have something wrong in your life,
ako imate nešto pogrešno u svom životu,
God needed it,
Bog je to trebao,
that he would manifest himself,
da bi očitovao sebe.
Give it to him,
predajte to njemu,
and he will be glorified,
i on će se proslaviti.
And you will find yourself without the burden.
I naći ćete sebe da ćete zapravo završit ćete bez tog tereta.
And it's all to glorify Jesus Christ.
Sve to sa svrhom da se proslavi Isus Krist.
Because Christ in you.
Jer Krist u vama
makes him
čini njega
the center of life of the revelation.
Središtem života otkrivenja.
I'm trying to mix simple and deep things.
Pokušavam pomiješati jednostavne i duboke stvari.
And to me it's great.
I za mene je to veliko.
And I trust it for you also.
Nadam se da je za vas također.
You just we go back to the message and enjoy it.
Vratite se u poruku i uživajte u
njoj. And the message lives in us.
I onda poruka živi u nama.
Makes Christ in us.
Čini Krista u nama.
The center of the life of revelation.
Središtem života otkrivenja.
Life of the revelation.
Života otkrivenja.
Revelation is not just to know something.
I otkrivenje nije samo znati nešto.
It's the life.
Nego postoji život otkrivenja.
And it makes him.
I čini njega.
Amen.
Da.
So he's made.
Tako on je.
He's God.
On je Bog.
Yet he becomes something.
I postaje nešto.
Amen.
Amen.
That's Christ in you.
To je Krist koji je u vama.
So he needed you.
Tako on je trebao vas.
Amen.
Amen.
Give everything to him.
Sve predajte njemu.
You can have disappointments.
Možete imati razočaranja.
Did you know that Noah had disappointments?
Znate li da je Noah imao razočaranja?
Do you know when?
Znate kad?
Not when he was preaching to the lost.
Ne kad je propovjedao izgubljenima.
Not that he was preaching already 120 years and he was so tired.
Ne da je propovjedao već 120 godina i da se umorio.
Those were not the disappointments.
To nisu bila razočaranja.
But he had disappointments when he was already in the ark.
Nego razočaranja je imao onda kad je već bio u arki.
He was shut in the ark.
Bio je zatvoren u arki.
And they came some disappointments.
I onda su se pojavila razočaranja.
Lord, you told me that the flood will come.
Gospode, rekao si mi da će potop doći.
And now it's already 6 days that the sun is shining and we are shut in here.
Već je 6 dana prošlo, sunce sije, mi smo
zatvoreni. And all the family, you know.
I zna, obitelj.
You know, women sometimes are very quick. women are sometimes very quick to say something.
Ponekad su žene vrlo brze da kažu neke stvari.
Sometimes they speak first and then start to think.
Ponekad kažu prvo pa onda počnu misliti.
Men usually think and then speak.
A muškarci obično promisle pa kažu.
Therefore we have to understand.
Tako, moramo ih razumjeti jedni druge.
And I can imagine Noah's wife.
Mogu zamisliti Noinu ženu.
Noah, you said it.
Noah, rekao si.
You said we will be there and the flood will come.
Rekao si kad uđemo unutra doće.
And he said, we are for fun for all the people.
I sad nam se ismijavaju svi ljudi.
And you all our neighbors are laughing at us.
I svi naši susjedi nam se smiju.
And so 120 years you preach in vain.
120 godina si uprazno propovijedao.
Just to be for fun to them.
Samo da bi na kraju bio njima.
And all the family, you know.
I znaš, naša obitelj.
But you know, Noah was the burden bearer. The bearer of burden. He carried the burden.
Noah je nosio teret ili breme.
That's man in the family is the burden bearer.
I muškarac u obitelji je onaj koji nosi breme ili teret.
He's the stronger vessel.
On je ta jača posuda.
Amen. So Noah had to carry through it.
Tako Noah je morao to izdržati.
So no matter what disappointments Noah had.
Bez obzira koja razočaranja Noah imao.
The important thing was.
Ono što je bilo važno.
He was already shut in.
Već bio zatvoren.
Amen. Amen. They were in Christ.
Oni su u Kristu.
He had to hold that anchor.
Mora se držati tog sidra.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Slava Gospodu.
So no matter what shakings come.
Tako bez obzira što vas uzdrmalo.
We are in Christ Jesus.
Mi smo u Kristu Isusu.
Amen. We are safe in him.
Mi smo sigurni u njemu.
Amen. If you haven't entered into him.
Ako niste ušli u njega.
Just come to him.
Onda uđite u njega.
And he will come to you.
I on će doći k vama.
Go closer to him.
Približite mu se.
He will get closer to you.
I on će se približiti vama.
You want him to bless you?
Ako želite da on blagoslovi vas,
first you bless him by believing him.
Prvo vi blagoslovite njega tako što mu vjerujete.
You want to help somebody?
Ako želite pomoći nekome,
let you be helped first.
Neka se prvo vama pomogne.
And you are helped.
I onda kad vam pomogne,
then you become help for somebody else.
Vi postanete pomoć drugima.
Amen. God bless you.
Neka Bog blagoslovi.
Let us stand.
Ustanimo.
Sorry for keeping you long.
Ispričavam se što sam oduljio.
I trust that the Lord could give you something that is helpful for you.
Nadam se da vam je Gospod dao nešto što vam je od pomoći.
To me the word is help.
Meni je riječ pomoć.
And I love to see him in the word.
I volim vidjeti njega u riječi.
And I love to see him in me.
I volim vidjeti njega u sebi.
And I love to see him in somebody else.
I volim vidjeti njega u nekom drugom.
And we want to glorify his great name.
I želimo proslaviti njegovo veliko ime.
And he's still healer.
I on još uvijek iscjeljuje.
He's still he's raising the dead.
I on još uvijek podiže mrtve.
He still delivers.
Još uvijek oslobađa.
So if you have a need,
tako ako imate potrebu,
bring it to him now.
Iznesite je sada pred njega.
If you need a prayer,
ako trebate molitvu,
we can pray for you.
Možemo se moliti za vas.
If you need to lay hands on you, ako we can lay your hands on you.
Ako želite da se polože ruke na vas, možemo položiti ruke na vas.
But make your heart being an altar for Christ.
A napravite da vaše srce bude oltar za Krista.
Come to him.
Dođite k njemu.
He will come to you.
I on će doći k vama.
He's already come to you.
On je već došao.
By speaking to you.
Time što vam je govorio.
And he's our help.
I on je naša pomoć.
Amen. He's the same.
On je isti.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads and pray.
Pognimo glave i pomolimo se.
Oh great Lord Jesus Christ.
Veliki Gospode Isuse Kriste.
We thank you so much for having such a mercy to us, Lord.
Hvala ti Gospode toliko za što, zato što si imao takvu milost za
that
nas.
In these last days you sent us the opened book.
Da si nam u ovim zadnjim danima poslao otvorenu knjigu.
Father, we could only maybe touch some few things of that new book, Lord.
Gospode, mogli smo dotaknuti samo nekoliko stvari iz te nove knjige.
But it's much more greater.
Ali ona je još puno veća.
And many more things could be said.
I mnogo još stvari je se moglo reći.
But Lord, I trust that you speak to us and you will speak to us from your spirit, Lord.
Gospode, nadam se da si nagovorio i da ćeš nagovoriti iz svog duha.
Because that new book, that's our joy.
Yeah, ta nova knjiga, to je naša radost.
Father, increase our joy.
Gospode, povećaj našu radost.
Multiply our joy of salvation and
peace. Umnoži našu radost spasenja.
And the joy of our position in Christ Jesus.
I radost naše pozicije u Kristu Isusu.
Let everyone recognize his position.
Neka svatko prepozna svoju poziciju.
That he may glorify you on the place.
Da bi proslavio tebe na ovom mjestu.
And be just for your glory.
I da bude samo na tvoju slavu.
To make that service that you imparted to that person.
Gospode, da bi odradio to što si ti dodijelio toj osobi da
odradi. We are here for one another.
I ovdje smo jedni radi drugih.
We are here for those that must come to that life.
I ovdje smo radi onih koji moraju doći u taj život.
Father, we are the word for this world.
Gospode, Oče, mi smo riječ za ovaj svijet.
We are the voice, Father, in this last hour.
Mi smo glas u ovom posljednjem času.
Because your prophet said that will be the last voice.
Jer tvoj prorok kaže da ćemo mi biti posljednji
glas.
That
will be the bride on the earth.
I to će biti nevjesta na zemlji.
And she has the same voice as the prophet and the Holy Spirit.
I ona ima isti glas kao prorok i Duh Sveti.
So this message is our voice.
Tako poruka je naš glas.
And we want just to speak it forth.
I mi želimo to jednostavno samo izgovoriti.
And walk according to the word.
I hoditi u skladu sa riječju.
And then our life with that word is the voice.
I onda naš život sa tom riječju, to je glas.
Sometimes we don't need to speak to the people.
I ponekad ne moramo govoriti ljudima.
Because they watch our lives.
Jer oni promatraju naše živote.
And then if it's needed.
I ako je potrebno.
And if you open the door.
I ako ti otvoriš vrata.
You can speak to them directly.
Mi možemo direktno govoriti.
And speak of your love and mercy.
I govoriti o tvojoj ljubavi i milosti.
And we love it, Lord.
Mi to volimo, Gospode.
May you multiply it, Lord.
Molim te da ti to umnožiš, Gospode.
May you give us more opportunities to speak about you, Lord.
I da bi nam dao još više prilika da govorimo o tebi, Gospode.
I pray, Lord, also in our country there, Lord.
Molim te također u našoj zemlji tamo.
And wherever you sent us.
Gdje god nas pošalješ.
Bless you, my brothers and sisters here in Rijeka, Lord.
Blagoslovi moje braće i sestre ovdje u Rijeci, Gospode.
I thank you for the work you are doing among them, Lord.
Hvala ti za ta djelo koje radiš među njima ovdje, Gospode.
You are the voice here on this sinful place, Lord.
Ti si glas ovdje na ovom griješnom mjestu, Gospode.
Because the whole world is spoiled.
Jer cijeli svijet je zapaljan.
Let us go forward with your word and your spirit, Lord.
Neka više dalje sa tvojom riječi i svojim duhom, Gospode.
Thank you, you are doing it, Lord.
Zahvaljujem ti što to radiš, Gospode.
We commit ourselves to your hands, Lord Jesus.
Sebe u tvoje ruke, Gospode.
We commit ourselves, we commit our weaknesses to you, Lord.
Svoje slabosti predajemo tebi.
We commit our everything that binds us.
Predajemo sve što nas vezuje.
Whatever it is, Lord.
Što god je to, Gospode.
There is somebody that wants to give you something, Lord.
Ako postoji netko tko ti želi predati nešto.
May he just give it in your heart, in his heart.
Predao to tebi u svom srcu.
And just raise up the hand as a sign for you, Lord.
Znak tebi, Gospode.
That he is submitting to your spirit, Lord.
Da se on predaje tvom duhu, Gospode.
Because we are not submitting to a man, Lord.
Jer mi se ne predajemo čovjeku, Gospode.
But we are believing you, Lord Jesus.
Nego vjerujemo tebi, Gospode Isuse.
You are our head, Lord.
Ti si glava.
You are our burden bearer.
Ti si taj koji nosi naše breme.
We thank you, Lord Jesus.
Zahvaljujemo ti, Gospode Isuse.
Commit ourselves to your hands.
Predajemo sebe u tvoje ruke.
In your name, Lord.
U tvoje ime, Gospode.
For your sake.
Na tebi na slavu.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He is here. Hallelujah. He is here.
On je ovdje. Hallelujah. Amen.
Do you believe it?
Vjerujete li to?
He is here in this hour.
On je ovdje u ovom vremenu.
And that's great.
I to je veliko.
Because there was no such a time as this one.
Ja nema takvog vremena kao što je ovdje.
There's never been a day like this day.
I nije nikad bio dan kao što je ovaj današnji dan.
But can you sing, he is here, also here.
Ali možete li pjevati da je on ovdje također.
He's in my heart.
On je u mom srcu.
And I praise him.
I ja ga slavim.
For he is reading out the new book of my life.
Jer on čita na glas novu knjigu mog života.
I never knew that book.
Nikad nisam znao tu
knjigu. But when since he started to read it.
Ali kad je on počeo čitati.
I cannot finish it.
Ja to ne mogu završiti.
I cannot just lay it on a shelf.
Ne mogu je jednostavno samo pustiti.
I want him to read that new book in me.
Želim da on čita tu novu knjigu u
meni. That I would act out his will.
Da ja vršim njegovu volju.
To speak his word.
Da govorite njegovu riječ.
And to live his will.
I da živimo njegovu volju.
Amen. He is here. Hallelujah.
On je ovdje. Hallelujah.
There has never been a day like this.
Nikad nije bio dan kao što je ovaj današnji dan.
There has never been a day like this day to me. There has never been a day like this day I see. There has never been a light to shine so bright as this day, this glorious day, for Christ himself is revealing to me. Hallelujah. And he's making the world real. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. He is here. Hallelujah. Can you sing the song? He's here. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I'm glad to be among you, and I forgot to send greetings from our church in Slovakia,
Modra.
It was a privilege to have fellowship with you,
and
just to share what was on my heart, and may the Lord continue blessing you. May many blessings to you and your pastor, Brother Jonathan.
Blagoslovi vama I Jonathan.
And until we see next time.
Dok se ne vidimo ponovno.
If you want to visit us, feel free.
Ako nas želite posjetiti, slobodno.
Not so far.
Nije tako daleko.
And so we came for the second time.
Evo, mi smo došli drugi put.
So, and I invited Brother Jonathan.
Ja sam pozvao Brata Jonathana.
So don't hold him too much here.
Tako, nemojte ga držati previše ovdje da ostane.
Let him come also to visit other places.
Pustite ga da ode I posjeti još neka mjesta.
We believe he can be blessing for us also.
Mi vjerujemo da može biti za nas blagoslov.
So also if you will come to visit us sometime.
Također ako ćete nas vi moći posjetiti nekad.
Feel free.
Budite slobodni.
Amen. Welcome.
Dođite, dobrodošli.
God richly bless you.
Neka Bog blagoslovi.
Amen. He's here. God bless you. Amen. God bless you.
God bless
you. Amen. God bless you. Amen.
Rečenica da Branko uzima onu priču o Michelangelu i njegovom kipu i kojeg je udario pa tako kad je bio toliko zadovoljan s njime da je rekao govori i kaže Branko da je ta činjenica da je udario taj kip i ono što je oštetilo to kip napravilo taj kip remek djelo. Inače to bi bio samo jedan od mnogih kipova, ali tako. I kaže, Branham uzima tu priču i govori o tome da Bog je nama dao taj ljudski element i sve ono savršeno što Bog napravi, plus taj ljudski element, plus ta greška koja nama izgleda kao greška ili oštećenje na nama, s kojim nikad nećemo biti zadovoljni do uznesenja, je ono što čini nas remek djelom u Božoj moći. Tako. I brat Saša je kontaktirao jednu gospođu, pa je ona zamolila da se pomolimo za nju.
I za brata.
Za brata.
Sestra Bude na našem matu, ja imam problema s kiškom.
Pa smo je obet.
Pratno kralješnicom, a općenito su problemi i emocionalne prirode.
Može.
Doći me, za mene, zamolio bi, za mjesec dana, nikad mi se to nije dešavalo, doslovno mi je ostavljena cirkulacija u donjem dijelu. Potpornica, inače sam se sportom bavio dosta. Bog sam trenirao i na hematom sam imao prije dvije godine, vada navodno to posljedica od toga.
Hoćete doći pa da položimo ruke, da brat položi za ruke, da se pomole za vas, može?
Boli je ovo,
okay.
Sam veliki umor nogu i slabljena cirkulacija protoka, da su otečeni,
Okay, so, he has a friend and she needs a prayer. has a spine problems, mm-hmm. and we contacted her, and also for him, for his problems. So if you can pray, uh-huh. I'll translate.
Yeah, sure. Dear Lord Jesus, you are the healer that can never fail, Lord. And you said already that by your stripes we are healed, Lord. Father, so we apply your perfect word.
Because
our brother is coming with the faith, Lord, that you will heal him, Lord. And also the other brother, Lord. And these needs are brought to your presence, Lord. And you always honor faith, Lord. So we join to his faith with our faith, Lord. We claim the healing for our brother in Jesus Christ's name.
And
we just claim for his healing in Jesus Christ by your word. Also for the spine of that other brother, Lord. Our sister, we thank you, Lord, that you are the same and you cannot fail.
Gospode, zahvaljujemo te da si isti i da ne možeš iznevjeriti.
May you grant it in Jesus Christ's name that you would be glorified by this.
Gospode, daj da se ti proslaviš kroz ovo ime Isusa Krista.
Amen.
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 Amen. Evo, hvala na svemu, hvala bratu. Thank you for coming. And thank you for encouraging us. Znači, hvala na ohrabrenju. Evo, neka Bog sve blagoslovi. Amen.